But before we go, let's make sure we finish the fight.
Cowering in the dirt, thinking what? That you might escape the coming fire? Your world will burn until its surface is but glass.
Enjoying this?
In 2017's mild-mannered reporters will don their spandex and face an army of celebrities and legions of fanatics in bad costumes.
I noticed that not only do you have a lightsaber, you also have a cell phone.
Comic-Con 07 Live, Thursday, July 26th and Friday, July 27th at 7 on G4.
All right, here's your public service announcement. Don't watch G4 for E3 coverage. Don't do it. They cut you off in the middle of the good stuff. You can watch it for, you know, if they're going to interview somebody, that's fine. But for those press conferences and the big trailers, don't do it. Just don't. Find a stream on the internet and do it there, or you know, whatever you can do. But stay away from them. I don't know what, but my hatred for G4 kind of spiked today for some reason.
Apropos of nothing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It may have been like, oh, what can I play for tonight? And then I thought, I wonder if that's around. Maybe I could just play that. And I think the more I watched it, there was like all these little side videos over on YouTube of Sessler.
Uh-huh.
And it just angered me more and more. And I was like, you know what? I hate that.
You need to be like me and hate them more so that your anger can never spike. So that it's always sort of bumping up against the ceiling.
Shouldn't have peaks and valleys. It should just be at 10.
Ever increasing.
No, it's a steady, you know, constant rhythm, man. It's a single flat line. Granted, that flat line is defined by the theoretical upper limit of hate. Whatever, man. I ride that all the time for those guys.
Oh, God. Because I watched that. I was watching that when it happened and was annoyed. And we won't go back and listen to it, but there is this, if you download the podcast or whatever, there's this whispering going on after he says, hey, you know, are you enjoying this, folks, over the mic? There's like this whispering going on in the background. And I can't make out what's being said. It sounds like somebody says the word commercial, and like maybe two people are arguing back and forth. Like, no, we can't go to a commercial right now. No, blah blah blah. And then you know it just gets cut off. So, but anyway, just stay away from it. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do this year because I'm not paying attention to them.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Neither am I.
I'll be busy watching something else and still hating them.
Exactly. So. It'll still pour through. Anyway, yeah, so we're a week away from E3, and this time last year, we weren't doing shows on Mondays. No, we were still doing Friday shows, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were still doing Friday shows this time last year, and we did a special Wednesday show to cover what we had known so far from E3. But this year, I think I said it last year that I was somehow going to go for this year's E3, and that's going to happen. So headed out Sunday. Headed over to LA, and there's a ton of stuff on our schedule. I'll show you guys the calendar here in a little bit, but we're going to go over some of the things that we're going to be doing. Me and Nick, he'll call in a little bit later in the show, and we'll talk about all the we got press conferences all over the place and one-on-one meetings, and then actually very little time to actually walk around the show floor and look at other things. But we're hoping to make up for that by seeing all the developers and having them show us the hands-on stuff with their games. But before we get into any of that, we want to go over what we did this weekend. It was a long weekend for some. For others, it was just a long week without anything having to worry about. But we'll start with Daniel there. What'd you do?
This week?
Yeah.
You know, not
You did some traveling,
much.
Did you not?
Yeah, I drove across the country. Yeah. Vegas, went and picked up the wife.
You flew out there.
Flew out there, went and picked up the wife.
And then drove all the way back. Which, by the way, the wife's in the studio tonight. Let me turn on her mic.
Hi, guys.
There she is. Hey, Sam. Are you what do you think about being, I don't know, when was the last time you were here?
For like 2 days at a time back in December, and then August the year before.
So you left the horrendous Las Vegas to come live out here, huh?
Yeah.
Where it's so much better.
So much better, yes.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's why she's not in the chat room. Normally, what is your name? Sam City or something?
Yeah, Sam City 83.
Yeah, normally she's in the chat room, but not tonight. She's in the studio with us. She's hanging out with Dana in there.
Dana.
Maybe she'll jump in during one of the breaks and wave to the camera or whatever so everybody can see you. But anyway, so you did the cross country. You didn't get time to play anything?
Well, on the cross country, I played Harvest Moon DS. Mm-hmm. Kind of flip-flopped. As we flip-flop drivers, we swap the DS back and forth.
That's not bad.
No, so it wasn't really too bad, which was, you know, it's fun. I mean, it's a Harvest Moon game. It's exactly what I would expect from a Harvest Moon game. I know I'm a little late to the game on Harvest Moon DS, but I mean, it's fun. It's entertaining. I'm having a good time with it.
Yeah.
Something about farming and on your DS is entertaining.
I don't even know what Harvest Moon's about.
Farming.
That's exactly what it's about.
Like, farming? It's about farming. In every imaginable sense, like, I wake up every morning and water my crops.
And somehow they make that
and
fun.
And then go pull weeds. It's entertaining. I don't know why. And I did finish up the Bad Company yesterday. I finished up the Bad Company single player.
Yeah.
When the servers went down. So. Which is fun. It was a good time. Good time with that. I'm trying to think, did I do anything? I think that's all I've had time for this week between driving across the country, unpacking and whatnot, and getting settled.
How long did it take you to come back to do the drive?
It was about 27 hours worth of driving. We split up into 3 days. So.
Well,
not too bad.
They're giving me doing something in there. I don't know what they're doing.
Don't talk about them.
Okay, don't talk about them.
Don't talk about what's going on in there. We got a show going on here.
Gotcha.
So.
They can pass messages or write things on things, but in another booth. The show's going on.
But, yeah, so sadly I didn't get enough time to play too much.
Dennis,
you played some stuff, though.
I mean, I did play stuff, which was, you know, I really wanted.
Played some, what's it called?
What?
Oh, we did play.
We did play some Citadels.
Citadels.
Yes.
The card game.
That was fun.
That was some real tabletop game. Like,
yeah. We had actual like for real. There wasn't like a controller or anything. It was crazy.
And apparently, you had a good time with it.
Yeah.
It was a fun
no,
game.
I did. And we, you know, rightfully so, you stated that this would be an excellent candidate for Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah.
I think it would.
It's
not too complicated. There's not a whole lot going on that you couldn't. Sort of encompass in that
yeah,
XBLA
and seeing
environment.
Your little 3D city build up in front of you.
That would be awfully nice. That would be awfully nice. You can do some really sexy stuff with that.
You know. I keep preaching, like, take these awesome games that are really fun and light and bring them to the arcade because it's a short play time, especially once you know, people get in the hang of things.
Right.
And you get all
well,
automated.
Well, it's like maybe a half hour from start to finish for our first game. That was the first time Dana and I had ever played. So.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
You know,
it was an awful lot of fun.
They usually run 15, 20-minute games. I mean, it's quick, light. So that was good time. So, yeah, we did that.
And Dana won. I'll go ahead and say that. She won.
Dana has
this weird beginner's luck thing with those kind of games.
Why didn't I get invited to the party?
I think you were doing something.
I probably was.
we'll have a tabletop game day sometime for the.
Yeah, we will.
So email recommendations for tabletop games. That's what somebody could do. The games that people think we should play.
Yeah, that would be. That
you
would be
could
nice
email
to
them to the address, and we'll try and pick them up. Yeah.
Cool. I'd totally be up for that. Learning the games. I downloaded. Now I don't. Ticket to Ride.
I'm sad that I haven't had a chance to pick that up yet.
I downloaded the demo because I really wasn't sure. I really wasn't sure, and then I played it. But you know what? Really made me push me over the edge to buy it was the fact that once I got done playing, the tutorial or the first little. Whatever it is. Just playing a game through, it's like, hey, you've unlocked two achievements.
Oh.
I enjoyed what I played. And, you know, I guess maybe I'd have sat on it longer thinking if I hadn't have won the achievements. But when it presents me with the fact that, hey, you unlocked two of them.
Yeah.
Maybe one would have said, well, that's not, but it's like two. Oh, my God, I got to get those points.
Those are pretty points.
They don't mean anything at all, but it just says I have them, but only if I buy them.
Ticket to Ride's a pretty good little game.
But
it's
I did
fun.
Enjoy
it's
what
nice
I played.
And,
I've seen a few of my friends, you know, having some play sessions with it, and so I thought, well, let me just pick it up. And so I did, and I really enjoy it. So that, unfortunately, is all I got to play. Friday did the food and... I did the food and sleep thing on Friday. And then I did the firework thing as well, which was a lot of fun. Saturday, I was up here for about 12 hours.
Oh, God.
Yeah. When you go away, yeah, it is.
Why'd you do that?
Because when you go away on a vacation, you actually put a lot more work into it before you go. I do, anyway.
I don't take vacations.
Yeah.
I had to quit to get a vacation.
So, yeah, I was, oh, God, it was horrible. And then Sunday, I had to take work home with me and work on stuff Sunday. But, yeah, so I didn't get much of a chance to play anything this weekend. Dennis, what about you?
I didn't get to do much this weekend. I was out of town, down in Panama City, actually. Just
really? You're
fireworks.
A beach guy, huh?
Not really. I went and watched fireworks and went to the water park down there. Didn't go anywhere near the beach.
That's usually good.
But got a lot more Tactics A2 in on the DS. And actually, I did manage to finish GTA 4 yesterday.
Oh,
which I think I'm
congrats.
The last person in here to do that.
Oh, you did? How do you...
I thought it was a good ending. I think it ended well.
Mm. I didn't think it was a bad ending. I just thought it was like, and now the ending!
Yeah.
And it was like, really? Like, I felt you had, like, you kind of had this nice sort of arc going the whole time in the narrative, you know, would pop up every so often and things were great. And then all of a sudden, oh, it's over! All the stuff happened that didn't necessarily, it wouldn't necessarily have happened. But it happened and now you got to deal with it. But keep going and doing stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, I wasn't all that about it. I didn't really care.
It's about what I expected, really.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But all the same. It was fine. Not pooping on it at all or anything. It was okay.
Yeah.
I think at that point I was just like, okay, I'm done. I gotta go.
Man.
Because I spent like 3 weeks on that game. That's all I played. I did everything I wanted to do, with the exception of like one thing. And by the time I got to the end, I was like, okay, I'm done. I need to go play something else because I'm finished here.
I would finish it sooner if it wasn't for that one jump. On there. Which
yeah,
well,
I didn't do
say
that.
About that.
I didn't do that sort of stuff. So. But yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you finished it.
Jeremy, what'd you... Well, first off, what are you doing right now?
Diablo. Diablo 2.
I did open up Steam and download all the updates I needed to download. I hadn't opened up Steam in, since episode 1 had come out. I really hadn't opened up Steam at all. I hadn't used my PC very much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we were talking about doing Diablo 2 this weekend, so I went ahead during the week and fired up Steam and got all my updates for Day of Defeat, which had a brand new update this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Updated all the other games that I had and was looking over. It kind of scared me, their little marketplace.
Yeah.
Because, like, Xbox Live Marketplace, I have a set number of points. And I have to physically go out and buy more points if I want to get more stuff. However, with Steam, it's all linked to not necessarily an unending supply of money, but...
No, you use real money.
Yeah.
It's like, this thing is $19.
But I can, and I can
how,
sit
how
there and
buy. How
is
that scary? I do that all the time.
Because if I do that with Xbox Live Arcade or with the Microsoft, with the Marketplace, eventually I run out of points. And then I actually have to go buy a card or download more points.
See, your problem is that that's annoying. The other way is not annoying.
It's not annoying, but it also makes me think that I will just sit there and buy and buy and buy.
You're not stupid. You're not just going to sit there and buy and buy and buy. If you want it, you buy it.
So
if
far,
not,
I haven't.
Hey, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Because I know that once I dip my toe in that addiction pool.
It's the iTunes Music Store dilemma. Because every song is only $1, you'll spend like $4 billion. You're just like, oh, this band sounds cool. Let me download two of theirs. Oh, this band sounds cool. Let me download.
Yeah, the
next
but the
thing
about
know,
it is,
you know,
it's $4 billion of things
box.
You actually want.
Yeah.
Instead of like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Stuff that you don't. No, that's great. It's great.
Yeah.
Don't find reasons to make it okay for them to put some kind of point system between you, your money, and the product you want.
No, I like
you're
the
paying,
idea.
You're paying
I'm just
legal
saying.
Tender for the thing you want.
Yeah.
It's all groovy, man. That's how it's supposed to work. We don't need, like, imaginary Microsoft dollars to make this whole thing work. It's completely retarded. The whole point is that you'll eventually spend more dollars anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know that. I can't wait to spend enormous amounts of money on the Steam store, personally.
Well, yeah. Because that's
because
the
Because I've seen people's profile list of games. And it's like, I'll take one of each of those.
So what did happen with Diablo, man? Why didn't
I
happen?
Told you, I didn't play much this weekend. I wasn't around
so
much
you prepped
to play
yourself
this weekend.
Didn't play.
Yeah.
Did you get it? Did you at least get it?
No, I didn't even pick it up.
So it's on Steam.
I didn't get it on Steam.
No, it's not on Steam.
You can download it through the Blizzard store.
Okay. Actually, I may have to go.
I actually found my discs.
Actually, yeah, I was going to say, first, I will go look at my box of discs.
Yeah, because I had forgotten I had an old copy of bland, like, regular vanilla launch day Diablo 2.
Yeah, that would be the copy I
so
have.
So I have no Lord of Destruction, and I'd have to get all the patches.
I wish you had found that before I bought it, or even after.
Why?
Because for the, you know, four other Linux gamers out there, the Blizzard downloader and installer
is not Linux
friendly.
That's right, you and I had this conversation.
The game works great, the disc works great. Their downloader and installer, not so much.
Not so great. Well, I promise you that their whole downloader installer thing, the fact that it doesn't work in Linux, I mean, that's pretty unique. It works on other things. But it's not like some sort of high-performance, really exquisite piece of futuristic, brilliant code in every other respect. It's pretty much trash anytime you have to use it. For somebody who...
That's what I gathered from having Google.
For... For a company that, like, generates a squillion dollars a month of revenue based off of a single product, you'd seriously think that they could do their file distribution and stuff a lot better. I mean, even, like, Joe Bob's MMO has a tendency to deliver things better. I mean, I hate looking all the way back to, like, the City of Heroes launcher and saying that they managed to do this thing about 1,000 times better than Blizzard has, but they do. So... It's no great surprise that it would trip and fall, you know, when it comes to Linux installations, because it trips and falls pretty much everywhere else as well.
Yeah.
So is that what you played?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where are you?
I'm a level 13 paladin right now.
Still in Act 1?
Yeah, still in Act 1. Okay. I'm in the monastery.
How you liking it?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Holds up okay, doesn't it?
It's a good time. It does.
It's not great, but it holds up. Well, it's up okay.
I didn't like play it and be like, I can't do this. You know, I'm still playing.
Playing it windowed, right?
Well, I played it, not right now. I'm playing it windowed because I want to see the chat room. But
oh, I see.
When I was playing it at home, I was playing it full screen.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. With black bars, because on a wide screen, if you stretch it, you move
it
really
all...
fast to the sides and then slow up and down.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You get all sorts of weird
stuff
you don't want to deal with. Well, I'm looking forward to playing that with you soon.
Yeah.
So this is the first time you've played through it?
Yes, first time I've played it at all.
Awesome.
That's he hasn't played it.
Man, we do need to then.
We need to get in there and like with some people and the clicking and the things.
This finger gets very sore after much Diablo playing.
Well, and it's interesting if you follow various threads on various forums across the internet. It isn't just the fervor created. For Diablo 2, you know, this renewed love after the Diablo 3 announcement, but in general, the hack and slash, click adventure, however you precisely want to dovetail this type of gameplay, it's really sort of woken up people's appreciation for it. Like, you know, everybody's wanting to know, like, what are the best clones of this? And it's very funny, because this exact same thing happened prior to Diablo 2. There were, maybe not to this... quite this degree, but between 1 and 2, you know, and after 2's announcement, and pretty much the last year leading up to its release, like 99, part of 2000, people were, like, looking for anything that would satisfy that type of gameplay, and any company that felt like it could throw something together that was even remotely enjoyable would, like, put it out on the market, and every one of us would buy it.
Yeah.
And it was actually really fun. It's amazing how much fun you can have playing somebody else's game in anticipation of the real game you want.
Yeah. Now, you know,
this is going to be so much fun when it's Diablo 3.
We've seen a lot of in the medium, we've seen a lot of this kind of, the similar top-down, run around and just pummel crap into the ground on console.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you've got your Champions of Norrath, you've got, you know, the Baldur's Gate games, you've got Marvel Ultimate Alliance. You know, it's all the same... Hey, we're taking a top-down view, and you're just going to go around and pummel merciless numbers of enemies. But it hasn't been on the PC in the interim.
No, not really. I think that there.
It's been real. It's an interesting.
We sort of left it, and you know, I don't think that was entirely necessary.
No.
I like it. I'm not saying that there shouldn't always be an attempt to move technology forward, but I don't think it has a place in everything.
Yeah.
sometimes I think that what we were limited to in the past because of technology actually represents the best approach, both artistically and in terms of gameplay, to that style of thing. I mean, it's been a while, but I kind of, you know, once... When Knights of the Old Republic came out, you know, and I knew that it was being made. I knew that it was essentially, or we were talked to as if it was going to be Baldur's Gate, but Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I had a real clear picture in my mind of what that was. And then when it came out, I was deeply unhappy.
This is not Star Wars Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, and it's like, well, okay, obviously it wasn't supposed to be, but really I think it kind of should have been.
It would have been more fun. You know? I would have had more fun with it.
So this style, like the Diablo-esque style of gameplay, that level of visual presentation, I honestly wish more games would revert back to that. It's a much easier way to handle the world graphically. It makes it much more approachable for a much larger variety of people. And there's just something really comforting about the fact that you don't, you know, have to stress someone else's workload. Like, I don't have to worry about their capabilities of like pushing this medium into the next level. I don't like to worry about that, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish, you know, every new Zelda game that came out would really just be like Link to the Past.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing I'm saying. Like, sometimes there's stuff that works. Stop making 3D Castlevanias, for God's sake.
Please.
Seriously? like some things belong in a simpler form of presentation.
Right.
You know? That's all I'm saying. So when I think about all this stuff, when I looked at Diablo 3, I was like, man, why aren't more things made like this? I know this is very old. I know that this philosophy, this design philosophy, is extremely old in terms of what we're doing now. But so,
it looks fun.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about what they're doing there.
Yeah, so is ink and paper, and we still use that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be said for it. So I don't know. Somebody give me an MMO built like that. I'd be pretty happy.
I'm sure there aren't a lot of little tiny ones out there that are like that. But
yeah. While we're on this like old school look and gameplay kick,
I know where you're going.
Man, I think I'd pay around $150 if somebody could put Mega Man 9 on an NES cartridge for me.
Yeah.
I know it's probably about cost for dumping something like that on a cartridge,
right.
But I would really like to dig out my NES, hook that up to my TV to play Mega Man 9 on. That looks fun.
Did you watch the gameplay video?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm very excited about that.
Did you jump up around and clap?
No, I sat down and clapped.
Okay. Still. Like, because there are trailers that'll do that. You know, you just want to clap when you're
right.
Sober. You just, and for me, the Diablo 3 trailer.
I won't lie. I've watched it like four times this week with a mind to sort of different things that I was looking at.
Yeah.
I was trying to take a real, you know, this whole argument about the art style has not really, really slowed down all that much. And I...
there's that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fairly well read on it. I mean, the existence of the petition to the Blizzard developers.
Well,
and
the problem is that they don't, like, the fans of Diablo don't like the art style of
somehow,
what 3
no,
is looking
not,
at.
It's not the fans of Diablo. A handful.
Or a group of fans, yeah. I should state
a handful of fans.
It's very funny. There's no way that this game was going to meet expectations. With as many... You've created enough fans, and you've left the franchise kind of... I mean, obviously not to rot. They've been working on it. But you've left it sort of unattended in the public mind for mm-hmm. long enough that speculation has outstripped reality. Whatever you present is going to be sort of problematic. Personally, think that, A... it's fine. Art style's fine. I don't care. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that... I don't consider it a really big change at all. I was expecting like much more fundamental changes, and that was what worried me. Secondly, I think we've seen an extremely limited amount of
game
space.
That was my issue, was like, you've seen one tiny indoor section and the outdoor section that everyone's complaining
about. All of which is supposedly very near the beginning of the game.
Yeah,
so.
Not only that, but it's one section. Like, it's not the whole game.
Yeah, so I don't know. But
And there
also...
weren't butterflies and unicorns. There were no unicorns.
Yeah.
And if,
yes, I know.
Like, disappointing for some.
No, I just think that I totally understand what they're saying. And I even mm-hmm. saw some of the very... cheaply filtered the Photoshop things. I was like, yeah, I can totally see where you're going, you know? And I do believe that there was a level of set dressing. I suppose there are some aspects of the argument that are entirely valid. And I have seen some screenshots, some shots that were sort of zoomed in on a character. And one of the segments of one of the threads on Evav was actually right on. Somebody had zoomed in on one of the barbarians standing in the little dungeon thing, and it was like, said, it looks like Skolomance, which is a dungeon out of World of Warcraft. And I was like, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And thinking back to the way that some of the Diablo and Diablo 2 environments looked, they were much... they were very grotesque in a lot of ways. Like I said, the set dressing and everything, the environmental detail was almost disturbing. And that was part and parcel to what the whole world was about, like what the struggle in the game was about, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not really there, at least not in this form. And I can sort of understand that. And while I don't exactly sympathize with some of the bitterness that people have developed over the years, I recognize it as a very real and very immutable thing. People have a hate on for certain aspects of certain Blizzard properties, and they see relationships between something they hate and something that they used to love, and they feel like it's influenced rather than whatever else. And I understand it. I just wish that the feelings weren't so completely strong.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I do have to agree, and I know that this is a little bit of cynicism to counter other cynicism, but you're gonna buy it.
Yeah,
you're gonna
care.
Buy it. I don't care if it's a five color palette.
You'll grumble and grumble, yeah. But you're still gonna buy it.
We're all tools, man. We are all
absolutely
slaves of what they're about to present. And if this is the best we can come up with to grumble about, and it's totally cool if you want to do that. But seriously, we're all gonna buy it. You're gonna buy it. We're gonna play it. And I think we've seen almost nothing of what the final product is going to be. So I'm still really excited for it. Like I said, I watched video like four times.
Yeah.
Looking at these different things, being like, okay, I'm going to look at it objectively and get my impressions out of the way. And I found that I could agree a bit more with some of the arguments. But at the same time, I just didn't care. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
Because we're getting Diablo 3.
It's Diablo freaking 3.
So, like, and then I also saw some guy's head get bit off. I mean, he's like, dude, he bit his head off. Yes, there's not a bunch of bloody skeletons hanging out in this dungeon, but that guy just got his head bit off. Like,
yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Dude.
So
that's
there you
pretty
go.
Awesome.
And whatever.
So other than watching that video, what else did you play this weekend? Or not this weekend. What have you been doing all week?
Well, what did I do? I
so much I've forgotten.
Well, I had a little bit of a belated heart attack when, the 2.4 firmware update for the PS3 came out. Because I was like, I'm at home. I don't have to work. Look at me updating my PS3, man. And I woke up, and I updated my PS3, and I was really cool. And then I went back to the internet, and it was like, why isn't the update out here?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, you know, because it blows up your house or whatever. And I was like, oh, my God. So I went back, and I had to read for a while to find out exactly what the problems were with the 2.4 firmware update. Which apparently aren't a part of the actual firmware itself. Turns out it was a part of the installer, and some small number of people were getting caught in like infinite reboots.
Seemed to happen a lot with the 80 gigs.
Yeah.
Because I have the 60. You've got the 40,
I've got
right?
The 40.
And not as many problems with those. I didn't have. I downloaded mine. I just before I went to bed, I was checking news that night, and it's like, oh, it's up. It's live. I went and downloaded it, and you know. Messed around with the very limited. I say it's limited. It's actually done a lot, but it's not a lot that I can use right now.
Yeah, it was there. Like
when that little clock popped up, I was like, "Hey!"
Like eight or so people on my friends list were like, "I see you're playing, but I know you can answer this message." And I was like, "I know, it's so cool. Let's message each other." You know, I just sent messages back and forth. But evidently it was the installer that was causing problems, and it doesn't technically brick your system. You can pull out your drive. Place the drive in another PC, reformat the drive, obviously losing all your data, stick it back in your PC, or your PS3 is once again accessible. But people were getting stuck in various places, either at the wave screen or at some red screen or something like that. So
Yeah. That really stinks, but they did pull it. I don't know really... Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I don't know. I don't really know what the percentage is.
They haven't put it back up there yet, have they?
No, the
midweek or something, yeah.
The news today was midweek for
241,
so... you know, whatever. But I haven't had any problems with it. You know, I played a little bit of stuff online. Goofed around in the store, things like that. Played some more Metal Gear. But, no, I didn't have any problems with that. Watch movie. Everything was fine. The only thing I did have, and I wrote about this in the forums, and apparently this is just the first time I've seen it, is that I was scared. Like, before I learned exactly what was going on, I just wanted to let it sit. So I didn't want to turn it off. I didn't want to reboot it. I didn't want to do anything. So I put it on.
Give it bad mojo.
Yeah. I was just like, you're just going to sit here for a while.
Yeah.
So I plugged in my controller to top off the charge and put it in folding at home. And I turned around to walk away and heard something screaming at me. And it really freaked me out. And I turned around and it took me a second and I figured out it was the exhaust fan on the PS3. And it was like, dude, I'm not even kidding you. It was like 5 times louder than my Xbox when it's playing Call of Duty 4.
Wow.
Which is like a whole bunch of people screaming at you.
Yeah.
And I've never heard it do that. I have never, ever heard the fan kick up the full on the PS3 before. But went back to the XMB, pulled out my controller, and it quit. And I was like, well, that's really weird. Apparently it does happen to some people. Mine's never done that. So that kind of worried me that it was a part of the update.
Is that like a burst of flames or something?
I don't know.
Anytime something that hasn't made that noise starts making that noise, it really scares you.
So that was fine. And then other than that, I all my PC parts have finally been ordered. I placed all my order, two separate orders at the end of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all, it's all due in this week. So I was going through everything in the world. I went through my old case, completely took my case apart, all of the components, identified things I would need, cleaned out a bunch of stuff. The case was ridiculously dusty and dirty and nasty. So I completely disassembled it, wiped it down, cleaned it out, sprayed it with a hose outside. Just completely cleaned everything I could, found every component I thought I was going to need, inventoried my freaking zip ties and my, all my various tiny tools and stuff like that to get ready for that stuff. I did that for 2 days, cleaned out all my old PC things. And meanwhile, Dana was playing Bad Company.
Yeah, that's our planet, yeah.
So I did that. And then, when I wasn't doing that, I played Bad Company even more. I intend to do a lot of different things, but Bad Company is still worth my time. I'm still having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's a fun game. There's no shame to be had in playing that game.
I scavenged around for copies, but for used copies, because GameStop was having a sale, 25% off any used Xbox 360 games. And so that, because I got that little Edge card for the Game Informer or whatever... Yeah. That's another 10%, so it's 35% off a used copy.
Yeah.
Which would bring it down to $40 for the game. I thought, oh, that's great. But I would call and they'd say, no, we had a copy yesterday, but it's gone now. And then I would check, and they would say, well, check this store, that sort of thing. I never could find a copy. Because I was doing so much this Sunday, I went over to the one over in Millbrook. They didn't have copies, but they had Lost Odyssey used and Eternal Sonata. And I thought, maybe I'll just pick those up. Maybe for whatever reason, just to buy something. I don't know. You ever get in that mood where you've been trying to buy something, nothing's there, and you're like,
you just want to get something
now. I'm going
to
buy this.
Just to make it worth your time.
I didn't pick it up, though, but I now have those on my list of wants. A used copy of Lost Odyssey and Eternal Sonata as well. And the Essential Collection Metal Gear.
Oh, okay.
For PlayStation 2, I guess, but I can play on my PS3. Sure. So. But yeah, still didn't have any luck with that. But yeah, so
it's worth having when you get it. I mean, like I said, I've identified a nice long list of things that I have problems with, but none of them are deal breakers. It's just things you really have presented, and it's funny. I think this game answered what was my biggest single problem with the previous games, and without me even really expecting it to. Was that, I loved Battlefield. I liked Desert Combat Mod for 42. I liked Battlefield 2 an awful lot. I didn't play 2142 just because my PC was kind of long in the tooth at the time. But the balance between infantry combat and vehicle combat in the previous games was really, really bad. And I've complained about this before. The vehicles are okay,
but it's not the style of the gameplay that I really like. And they're so balanced in this game. I would even say it's kind of gone the other way, that a vehicle is a bit of a death magnet, unless you're very, very careful and very, very smart. Mm-hmm. So I like that. I really appreciate the infantry-style combat in this game. I appreciate the map size and all this other stuff. So the complaints are all very minor. And I still play it, and I get mad, and I throw water bottles and stuff.
Is it still... Fine. Okay, in the multiplayer, you were talking before that you invited Tycho to a game, but he didn't show up on your team.
No, I didn't get a chance to invite him. Last night I managed to play with... Daniel and I had this problem a few... This is a weird thing because
that party system is completely freaking.
Is it a party system though? If you're not on the same,
it is. But here's the thing: one of the fundamental aspects of this game is that whatever your forwardmost control point is, like if you're offense or defense or whatever your control point, your checkpoint closest to the line of scrimmage, as it were, you can choose to spawn there. You can also choose to spawn on a squad member. So if he happens to have snuck to a very advanced place, or if he's hiding off in a corner somewhere, that puts you seriously a good several minutes ahead of everybody, or ahead of your travel time if you spawned back at a control point. I mean, that's a very, very fundamental and strategic aspect of the gameplay. Mm-hmm. So what they've done is they've made it so that you've got several squads within your whole team. Kind of segregated into these individual units. That is a very good thing, because you obviously couldn't have the entire team be able to spawn off of one guy. You'd go hide a guy somewhere in the woods, and his whole job would be to spawn new guys. Yeah. That would mess stuff up. How they have it built currently is really good, but there are a lot of problems with it. Fully half of my problems come from this. A, you can only talk to people in your squad. You can't... Yeah. Voice chat with the rest of the people on
your team. And, you know, that's an easy fix, too.
It is.
I mean, all you gotta do is, like, make you hit left on the D-pad or something before you talk to your team.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to talk to my team all the time, and I'm glad that I can't hear them all the time.
All the time.
Because with 12 people, that would get a little
cluttered. Right, talking to three other guys and working together as three other guys, it's actually really very cool, and it's not hard to pull off if you've got something other than 12-year-olds, or, you know, if you've just got a decent group of people, it's really fun. But you need the option to talk to people at large.
Yeah.
You need the option to choose which of your squad mates you spawn off of.
Yeah,
because the game decides, it's like, oh, you can spawn on this guy. So if I have like one, sometimes I'll have one squad mate who's all the way back at the base, sitting on the artillery piece, and one squad mate who's halfway to the enemy position. But it's making me
spawn. And it keeps telling me to spawn on the artillery guy, and I'm like, no!
This is terrible. I need to be able to choose this. The other thing is, a lot of times, it just has a hard time. If you form a party outside of a game, and then enter into a game. It took us, what, 3-4 tries to get us all on the same squad the other night?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It just kept sending us on to different sides.
Yeah, the party system is pretty terrible.
But it's, I mean, it's still fun, and it sometimes writes itself when it can.
Okay, I take that back. It's good once you get into a game with the people in your squad, then it's fine.
And if you stay there, everything is great. But sometimes originally joining a game or inviting someone to join you while you're playing.
Because
I tried to join Fate Fodder last night. And
he says...
Yeah, he was calling you out, by the way, for...
He's like, wait, is that Fishbang speaking? He was whoring the tank last night.
Yeah, I really was. But the map we were on is one of the few maps I'm actually good with a tank. So,
Oasis.
But yeah, he and I killed each other for a while.
Was it Oasis?
It was actually Oasis and the other one, I can't remember. One of the Eastern European ones. We started the fisheries?
Oh!
No, not the one we started the fisheries. The one...
down the line... Is the
maybe that's it?
One.
I can't.
Harvest
I can't
Day is the
Harvest
farms.
Day. That's it. That's
Harvest
it.
I'm Day. Really, you I'm really, can tear people up. With
I'm really good because I can sit all the way
on that hill.
Yeah,
it just
it's very good.
It.
No,
oh,
it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I was whoring the tank last night. So, but that's a special circumstance.
But you know, even then, that's you know, especially if you're sitting out there just like lobbing stuff in, that's the other team's fault for not coming out there and blowing.
Yeah, there's
your
like
part.
Five different guys.
Yeah, there's so many ways you could have blown. It's because there's that big hill. They could have just run up there, laser designated, you would have been toast.
Or sit on the whatever the mounted
anti-armor
gun is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would have been There were many ways. It's their fault that you got to do that.
That's true. But there was that, and then you know, so we couldn't get on the same team, so we killed each other back and forth, and it was actually really fun. You know, it's nice, but it would have been better to be in the same squad. And then just after that, I found myself in a game with Tycho, and I tried to get on the same side as him, and again, it didn't work. And then their whole server system went down, and
And the internet exploded, and...
Yeah. And so everybody played the single player for a while.
Yeah, which, I mean, you know, it's
which is fine.
The single player is much better than I ever thought a Battlefield single player experience could be.
It has absolutely no right to be as good as it is.
Yeah, like...
if you have any understanding of the history of DICE games, it had this as really their first attempt to do anything genuinely single player, has no right to be this good. It's very, very good.
And, like, whoever they let write the character dialogue, like...
It's tough.
Give him props, because he did a pretty good job.
1 degree either to the left or right, and you miss the funny completely. Because these guys are all, like, really cliche types of guys.
Yeah, but they did it pretty well.
But it all works, man. All the jokes actually come right down the middle. So,
hey, man, Haggard is the best. He's awesome. He's quite wonderful.
So it's, it was great, you know. I'm still enjoying it. I'm going to go back home, play some more tonight. It's a great game. I really hope you can get in there and play it. I mean, it is, I won't lie, it's one of those games where, I mean, you remember when you started Call of Duty 4, and it's like...
It is pretty punishing.
What's going on?
Didn't gel
like,
with
what,
it, yeah.
What is this?
It is punishing at the beginning.
This is probably 10 times that.
And then I had a, whatever, I don't know what happened, but at some point during a play session, it just clicked.
Yeah. This will work the same way. It's just there's an enormous, there's more information to deal with. And if you've, easier to deal with if you've ever had any exposure to their games before. But yeah. It is much more complex. It does have certain problems. For the love of God, seriously, it's okay to copy what other people do. Mm. Put your knife on the right stick.
Oh, God, yes.
Please. I've killed... The only people I can kill with that knife are people who are sitting still in a bush way off somewhere, asleep, who have left the keyboard to go pour a drink or something. And even then, I'm not kidding you, I kind of have a little bit of trouble with it. I really need that knife to be on my...
You might have to slash a couple times.
On R3. I really do.
Dadgummit, if somebody is ducking, like, I shouldn't have to look down. Just assume that if I'm standing next to a ducking person, like, just kill them for me.
Yeah.
Like, assume that I knife downward. Like, I don't like to have to... It seems that in Call of Duty, there's a cone in front of you. That the knife functions in. Like,
oh,
if somebody's crouching,
yeah,
you don't have to, like, bend over and,
No.
You know,
I understand, yeah.
Like, lay on the ground and get all next to him. You know, you just... Whatever,
hit detection in this game for the knife is very weird.
Completely jacked.
It's very weird.
But
it is a weird change from Call of Duty. It's not as tight. It's not as clean as Call of Duty 4. The relationship between the player and the control scheme isn't as... There's something different.
Yeah, it's not as intuitive.
But it doesn't take a whole lot to deal with, to get to a point where you're really happy with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, your sniper, your scope doesn't waver around because breathing and how tired you are doesn't account into it, but you also can't lay down, which is a really good thing because you'd never find
somebody
to lay down. The camouflage is so grossly effective.
Mm.
If you are smart enough to, like, hide in a bush or something... It works unbelievably well. And the environments are so big that if you were wearing a ghillie suit with a silent sniper rifle and you just decided to sit somewhere, nobody would ever find you.
There's no kill cams, are there?
There are no kill cams.
Yeah.
Which is aggravating. But just because the damage indicator is broken, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't think it works quite well enough. But it's good. I mean, there's a lot of depth here. They're going to be adding a completely different game mode, which is one of the only ways that this game just doesn't deliver fully. It's got the Gold Rush mode, which, even now, I got to be honest, it's really good. It's a really, really good form of objective-based combat. But other options would also be nice.
It would be nice to be able to have other things. You know, I would love to see a simpler... I know they're bringing Conquest mode, but that doesn't necessarily make me happy because I'm not a huge fan of Conquest mode.
Right.
Especially with the player limit that you've got on Xbox Live. Like, that's going to... You get those big maps and the same player limit, that's going to hurt. But,
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see just basic modes, like Deathmatch, Capture the Flag. You know?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. You know,
it would be nice.
Pull it down. Pull the maps, like, cut them in half. Don't expand them out as
they're
full
length. No sequential expansion.
Yeah. Give them, like, two, maybe three bases, you know, something like that.
It would be very nice. There is a wonderful you know, this is a perfect roux in which to work various ingredients and create many different brilliant sauces out of this style of gameplay. It's truly a very, very good thing. It does have problems. I don't find those problems, though, to be performance related.
No.
And, you know, and I have to kind of, I'm calibrated toward the end of the spectrum where I'm always pissed off about things. So certain things don't seem to piss other people off quite as badly. But all the same, you know, I keep going back to it. I like the weapons. I think the unlocks are pretty good. You get to choose which ones you get. Their whole scheme of getting other weapons isn't really that big a deal. I mean, the five that are exclusive to the gold edition you get at maximum rank automatically. The other
which
five,
I think most people are that I'm yeah. playing regularly are coming up on pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm only a couple of ranks away. It's 25, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like three ranks away from that. And the others, you'll manage to unlock everything else, and they're kind of fun, you know. And you'll find something that suits your tastes. And there's enough variety in the styles of maps. You know, I really wish.
I find myself not playing the same class all the time. It kind of depends on the map, and
yeah.
I kind of mix it up. And the variety is good and not too overpowering.
Yeah,
you know, there is no easy choice.
And I'll tell you that, yeah, that's the thing. You'll have a tendency not to do particularly well with one class or another, just because that class is what the situation demands. But it has more to do with this is how I like to play. Therefore, I prosper at these couple of classes. I do really, really well at Spec Ops.
Yeah.
Just because it just kind of suits, you know, my tendency to move around at the edge of things
mm-hmm.
and be really, really sneaky. And while there is no, like, spontaneous echolocation on the minimap, like, if you make noise, you don't necessarily show up on the minimap. You have to be actually physically spotted by somebody to show up
okay.
on the minimap.
Not even spotted. You have to be hit.
Hit or spotted.
Infantry, not just spotted. Infantry has to be hit.
I've been able to spot them.
Without, I sure don't.
Yeah, I've been able to.
Maybe
do
it's
that.
Maybe it's a closer range.
I think it has to do with
okay.
range. I think
okay.
it definitely has to do with range.
I just don't get close to
them. Okay, I actually do. I get very close to them, and then.
And then you sit there and try and knife them like 400 times?
No, I quit that. I'm tired of that.
You'll be
I mean,
2 feet away and you're like, I'm shooting the dude.
And you know the only thing that makes me do it? You know the only thing that makes me do it is that when you kill somebody with a knife, you get their dog tags.
I got my 50 dog tags.
Did you? I'm still a bit short. But you get the dog tags of that player. So like their gamer tag.
And you can go pull up the list. You can
and
like
you can
look.
See and you can see people like and it's kind of fun. It's like, you know, like, you got that dude's dog text. It's really actually very cool. If the knife worked really well,
and the higher
rank,
the higher rank they are, the more experience they
that's,
work.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Which is kind of neat.
It's neat.
There's a nice little thing
of great stuff in there.
It's quite good.
But yeah, so the other thing, though, is, and you'll hear this echoed, haha, in just about every review you read, this is possibly the best soundscape I've ever heard in a first-person shooter. And I don't mean single player, multiplayer, anything. It is so... Well, you remember how impressed we were when we played the beta. Like, that the sounds were as rich
mm.
and interesting as they were at the time. I mean, they're good. They're really, really good. And if you have any level of surround sound, you will rely on it very, very...
Well,
like today, I was...
And my TV got fixed, so...
Yeah, I got your message. And as a quick aside, that little power outage that happened that same day, like... Scared the crap out of me because it got red ringed.
Ooh!
Because the power snapped out while I was playing, and my system red ringed.
Ooh!
I freaked out until the power came back enough that I could turn it on, and it was just a power outage that caused it. But yeah, I was like today. I think I was scooting along on the last section of Oasis,
yeah.
and I was going through like one of the little flood areas where I was like sloshing through the water, and I heard like. A slightly different sloshing behind me. And I looked at my mini-map, didn't see one of my guys, turned around, and there was an enemy spec op trying to knife me.
Yeah.
And
he
like,
did he have his knife
yeah,
out?
He had
Ooh.
His knife out and he was just running. I could, like, I swear I could see the look on that guy's face. But, like, it was just a degree of difference in the sound of the slosh behind me.
Yeah.
And I recognized it as another dude who was sprinting.
Oh, man.
And it was good. So you actually have to rely on your environment, and it the information it gives you is enough. So, I mean, you know, that's enough about gushing about that game.
But. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that I just noticed, I'm going to check my stats on, the photo mode, the photos that you take in-game are now showing up on the site.
Yeah, hey, yeah. How do you do that?
Up on the D-pad.
Okay, because I got an achievement last night, and I was like, what is this achievement? And it was like for taking a certain number of photos, just like a few. And I was like,
three.
Well, how did I do that?
I have no idea how I did that.
So I'm looking, pulling up my
I just went to check my stats.
Oh, I had no idea.
There's a little
My Photo
section.
I never even thought about that. Yeah. Excellent game. Tons of potential. Runs really well. Totally shocked that this is an EA product.
Maybe.
Please find a copy and come play with us.
I didn't want to pay full price, but now it's looking like maybe I'll have
to. Hey, man, it's actually worth the price. It's a good game.
I think so. I really do. And the single player is worth spending time with. It's not to be completely tossed aside or anything. So I highly recommend
it. Well, more stuff to spend your money on this week. We've got Unreal Tournament 3 coming out tomorrow for the 360. On the 8th of this month, we're getting, what is this? Well, PC gets Devil May Cry 4, Final Fantasy Fables for the Wii comes out, and Civilization Revolution comes out this week as well, which is one that I really would, you know, I put it in Gamefly because I'm not going to buy it yet because I'm going to be gone. You know, I leave on Sunday. I don't really see any point in picking up the game this week. So if Gamefly sends it to me, all the better, and if not, I'll buy it when I get back, so... let's see. For the arcade, we have Golf, Tee It Up, and Schizoid, I believe, for 800 MS points, which Schizoid is said to be the most, this is what they said in quotations, most co-op game ever. I don't know what that really, is it the best co-op game, or is it the most, does it have the most co-op in it? I'm not sure. But anyway, it's the most co-op game ever. For the WiiWare, we get Spog's Racing and the Virtual Console, King of the Monsters. But anyway, when we come back, we'll be talking to... Nick, he'll be calling in. We're going to talk about E3, and we've got a list of all the games that are going to be there. We've got our schedule of all the meetings that are going to be taking place. We'll have the favorites that we're looking forward to and speculation of what we think. Who knows what they're going to announce? I have no idea. Nick's got some speculation. I have no clue. It's just speculation is all it is. So anyway. And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. It is the pre-E3 show with music provided by Battlefield Bad Company. Music that I don't get to hear. You guys hear it a lot, I guess, but is there any other music in there other than that?
Yeah.
In the single.
There's actually some...
Not to get back on the discussion of Battlefield, but yeah.
There's a couple of really well-composed pieces.
And
actually.
Wait till you sit through the credits.
Yeah.
I gotta go back.
Yeah.
And like... Because it's like just music credit after music credit after music credit. I'm sure a bunch of these are like the, you know, short like 30-second clips
right. That
happen when it... But there's a ton of them. There's a whole ton of them. And it's really pretty good. Like, I mean, it's fun stuff. It fit real
That's
well.
Great. Look forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I don't know if I'll get it this week. It may be one of those purchases to pick up when I come back. But yeah. If it gets to that point, I'll just... You know, buy a brand new copy. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Nick on the line. Nick, you there? Nick? All right. Maybe Nick isn't there. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you hung up on him.
Probably.
Did I really? I don't know. Let's see. Phone is in. Yeah. We're all set on our end. I don't know where he's at. Nick? Nick?
Yes.
There he is.
What did you do? You hang up on me? I didn't even get in yet. you hung up on me before I even got on the show. That's some kind of new record for you, isn't it?
I will find new ways to... I'll hang up on you before you even call the phone. You'll pick up your phone and I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the show again, and I'm going to be spending a lot of time with you here coming up.
Yes, we are.
Bad for you.
Indeed.
We have to share a room together.
We're going to have our own bad company.
Yeah, you've been playing that game. Enjoy.
Yeah, I have. Yes, actually, I am. It's pretty good. You know, I don't know if I enjoy the single player as much as James has. I, there's a few things that really kind of get on my nerves, but overall, it's got a lot of style to it. It's kind of fresh in that sense. You know, some of the gameplay things are a little off, but I really enjoy it. And the multiplayer is really good, too.
Do you agree with James in saying that, wow, I'm totally surprised this is an EA game?
Yeah, it's definitely better than I thought it would be. I mean, I really liked the look of it before, you know, with all the previews and stuff they had out. I was like, you know, this looks like it's going to be pretty interesting and stuff. And,
does this make you want to, I'll jump off the Bad Company talk here in just a bit, but thinking about it and playing this and having a great time with it, with the other Battlefield game that's due up here, I guess it's this year? Yeah, Heroes.
That's like the free version one, right?
Yeah, I know there are two different games, but going back into the discussion we had earlier about when you're not playing Diablo 3, but you're playing something like it, you still have fun. You know, looking at the game that's coming out, Heroes coming out, does it have you more anticipated to try that from what you've played so far, or no?
No, I don't think so. What hooked me with Battlefield Bad Company was that single player experience and stuff. I guess the one game mode, the game mode that have the multiplayer now is a bit different than the previous ones. But I mean, what it comes down to, it's just one of your standard team based. Multiplayer games. I don't know what the new one's going to be. That's any the Heroes game.
Yeah.
What they're going to do that's any different that'll, you know, make me, oh, I got to have that. I mean, all the Battlefield games have basically been the same. It's just been the setting of it. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other stuff.
Well, we're going to be headed out to E3. I'm leaving. You're leaving. What are you leaving?
I leave Friday, but I'm heading to Colorado first to visit my buddy.
Right, you get in Saturday Sunday night around 10:30. I get in Sunday morning at about 10:30, and then of course, how do you want to do this? You want to go over the games you're looking forward to? You want to go over what we're doing, all the meetings we've got lined up, and all the different things going on?
Why don't we kind of go over our schedule a bit? Get some of the big points. You want me to run down it?
Well, oddly enough, we've got, I'm looking at Monday here, Monday the 14th, a week from tonight, and we've got the Microsoft press briefing at 10:30 in the morning. This is all Pacific time, by the way, which is new to have their press conference in the morning. Normally it's a nighttime, prime time type of thing whenever they do it, and it's all a big to-do. But this time, it's in the morning. You kind of wonder, are they still going to bring that flash and that flare that they usually do? Or is it going to be a little bit toned back?
Yeah, I forget. Where is it? Do we have it in the event? I can't remember where it is, but it's, you know, like I got the card right next to me.
The what?
The little card thing that they sent in the mail.
They didn't send me a card.
You'll be getting it. it's at... Oh, it's actually at the convention center.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. So it's actually at the convention center, which leads me to believe, and like I've been saying before, the reason they have it so early, I think they want people to get their hands on these games or whatever, you know, they're going
to
show.
Right, we're thinking they're going to have the press conference, and they're going to have some time afterwards to play with some of the titles that they talked about during the press conference.
Exactly.
Or whatever big thing they're going to display and show. Whatever it is that they're going to... What was it in the news post? Change the face of gaming or something like that? I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, something along those lines. Some stupid PR speak.
PR speak, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get some time then. Later on that afternoon, at about 3 o'clock, we've got the Electronic Arts press conference.
Yep.
And that will wrap up Monday for us.
Yeah, and then we had talked about maybe Monday night, even though there's not going to be a regular radio show, that we would kind of record a little podcast or something, maybe try and get that out that night, or maybe Tuesday, I don't know.
Yeah, just of what we've experienced so far, and just throw that out there. Tuesday, busy day for us on Tuesday. We've got the Nintendo press briefing at 9 in the morning. That's going to be at the Kodak Theater. And then we've got to go. Sony's is at the convention center, is it not?
I don't know. I still am waiting for.
Oh, you didn't get the card?
I didn't get the card.
Okay.
But last year, actually, Sony's was at their studios.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it's there again.
Well, we've got the Nintendo press briefing at 9, Sony press briefing at 11:30. Then we've got a meeting with Codemasters at 1 o'clock that afternoon. After that, it gets a little tricky. We've got a 2:30 appointment for the Ubisoft press conference and a 2:30 appointment with Valve.
Yep.
Then a 3 o'clock with Sega.
Yep.
Then at 3:45, we get some playtime with Rock Band 2. So we'll get to check out. I know a lot of people are like, oh, the songs. Tell us about the songs. So, you know, we'll look at that song list.
What I think I'm more curious about with that is, will they have the new instruments on display?
I'm curious about that. Not curious enough that anything is going to sway me to purchase another set of drums and guitar and microphone and that sort of thing. I'm still curious, though.
My basement is getting so filled with freaking plastic instruments. It looks like a Tonka truck construction site of I don't know.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I just don't want to buy new instruments.
You know, there's actually slight side. There's actually a pretty good article out there. I think it was Konami was the one that actually said that all instrument games need to be compatible with each other.
Yeah, they did. That's what they said. They said all the instruments for all these games need to be compatible. Everything needs to work. It's like a controller. You buy a controller for a box, it needs to work for that box.
Yeah.
Across all games. Does it not? It always does. So, you know, and this is the same thing. It's just an extension of that, so it should be able to work with all games. I totally agree with them on that one. Let's see, what is it? 4:30, we've got a Capcom press event, and then at 7 o'clock, we got an invite, like, last week. We were wondering. We're like, Activision's going to be there, but they've backed out of the ESA. They're not going to be a part of E3. However, they've got a press conference at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. So we'll get to check that out. Moving into Wednesday, that's the final thing we'll do. We'll do Tuesday. Moving into Wednesday, we've got a 9 a.m. appointment with Warner Brothers. Konami meeting at 10 o'clock. Then at 10:45, we have the Take-Two press conference and an appointment with Midway at 11 o'clock, which I'm sure we'll check out the Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Yep.
Then the Sony appointment, Sony Online Entertainment, actually, at noon. Yeah. We've got an appointment with them at noon for the agency. Then Fallout 3 we get to check out at 1:30 that afternoon.
Yeah, it looks like right there where you're looking between 12 o'clock and 1:30 is our show floor time.
That's what we get, a little bit of section to run around the show floor. But, you know, I was saying this earlier. I'm like, we may miss a lot of the show floor, but we're having so many of these one-on-one appointments that we'll probably get to play a lot of them during that time. I don't know. This is my first rodeo with this stuff, so I have no idea. You would know better than I would on this, but then again, this is different than it was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, things seem a bit different than last year even. It kind of almost seems like it's a mix between old E3 and new E3, E3 of last year, so.
At 3 o'clock that after, well, at 2:30 we've got the Konami press briefing, and then at 3 o'clock, Atari appointment with Atari. What are they showing out there?
Atari? I asked them, and they said, we'll have two unannounced titles and some other stuff, but we're not saying.
Okay.
So.
I knew the list was blank for them, but then I was like, well, why would they even be up? But why would we have an appointment if they're not doing anything? But obviously
maybe it's just going to be like a Shine Phil Harrison's head kind of thing.
It's for the Wii. let's see. At 4 o'clock, we've got the EA demo software showcase. That's on Wednesday again. At What have you booked us for at 5 o'clock on Wednesday?
The Michael Pachter thing? He's having like a cocktail party somewhere.
An analyst gets his own cocktail party.
Yeah, I guess he got Webbush Morgan there to foot the bill for a party, so we got an invite to that. So that just came in over the weekend. So that should be interesting because there's some pretty uppity people going to be there. Some CNN folks, some you know, stuff like that. So I was looking at the guest list. You can actually, I know we had posted our PAX panel over the weekend over Facebook. But there's a Facebook event for this Michael Pachter thing.
The hell is Facebook?
And you can see the list of events. Facebook is real people's MySpace.
Yes, I'll back you up on that one.
Then we have the what is this? An EA reception at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I honestly don't know what it is, but we got invited. So
yeah, I was going to say, is that more drinking?
Probably.
Hmm. All right.
That's the wrong noise to make.
Yeah.
When somebody affirms that there will be more drinking on top of drinking that's already occurred.
Don't give me a.
Look.
Hmm.
Do you really deserve to be doing this?
Name, you're a pastor of Scott, I think. You look kind of Scott-like. People would believe your name was Scott.
Okay, and then that closes out Wednesday for us. So far, I mean, like I said, we got stuff today. So.
Yeah, I know there's like two or three things that we kind of got in limbo. I have a feeling all week we're going to get these kind of last-minute things because I think we're kind of at the bottom of the totem pole in terms of getting appointments scheduled. You know, there's the IGNs, the GameSpot, got the Joysticks, the Kotakus, and, you know, maybe then you got AeroPaws and some of those other blogs. And then you got Evil Avatar. You know, we're at the base of that there, so.
I know. But we're trying to change that.
Yeah.
We're hoping to change that. For Thursday, we have, well, I don't have much. Nick's got a lot more. I actually leave on Thursday, but at 9 in the morning, an appointment with THQ. At 10 o'clock, an appointment to check out Postal 3. At 11:30, an appointment with Majesco, for all you Cooking Mama fans. And then I'm out of there.
It's got ninjas in it this time. The new Cooking Mama game for the Wii, it's got ninjas. So, can it be bad? I don't know.
Yeah.
Ninja cakes, ninja muffins, ninja flapjacks. Who knows?
No, you're still going to be stirring rice.
Yeah, making sushi.
That's what you're going to be doing. I get out of there. I leave at 12:30 that afternoon, and then you've got another appointment at 3 o'clock with Capcom.
Yeah, so probably that day is going to be the show floor day for me.
Yeah, it's going to have to be.
Heading around and seeing what I missed and stuff.
Yeah. But that's what we've got going on now. Let me. He's still on the phone. Let me bring in Lauren. Hey, you there?
Yep.
Lauren.
Here.
All right. Thanks for holding, man. We were just going over our schedule, but you did a great job posting up all those previews for the for all the games, or for all the, at least the companies anyway.
Yeah. Thanks. Took a while.
You sound drained.
He's like, yeah. Thanks. Whatever, man. You're going. I get to sit at home. You took the week off. You're gonna be covering everything from your house, huh?
Yep, with the internet just going.
All right, I can barely hear you. I don't know if that's because I got you on conference or what, but can barely pick you up.
It's all fine.
Okay. Well, I printed out the list of the games here. Now, Nick, you went ahead and did the thing that you know people do.
Yeah, I did my homework.
Yeah, you did.
You pushed out. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you told me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then I got wrapped up in other work-related stuff. And
no,
then,
no work-related stuff. You pushed out.
No, totally work-related stuff. So why don't you go over your five?
All right.
Your five that you're most looking forward to.
I mean, some of them kind of went without saying. Things like Gears of War 2 and Resistance. So I didn't even mind putting those kind of games on the list. I kind of went for slightly, I don't want to say less known, but not the obvious big first-party titles.
Right.
Left 4 Dead, for me, really, especially after the latest videos for that, looks really good. And of course, it's a co-op title, so that interests me greatly.
Yeah.
Prototype, even though the co-op was axed for it, still looks like it could be pretty good, so I'm curious to see where that is. And, you know, because I think that was delayed to next year, actually, right? 2009. But it is supposed to be there. So we'll see how that goes. Curious if we can get some hands-on with Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the video for that was really cool, but there's a game, I think it was an Xbox game, where it was like a first-person action game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like fighting it hand-to-hand, and it was okay, but it didn't go over so well, and I'm kind of curious, maybe that's what Mirror's Edge is going to be like. Fallout 3. I got to see that last year, and it looked really good. So I'm curious, like, in a year, what they've really done with it and seeing where things are with that. Because that's going to be a big time sink this fall.
Yeah.
Along with everything else. And Too Human.
There's been so many things said about it, previews and this and that. And
it's been all over the news lately.
I'd like to actually get my own hands on it and make the decision for myself.
Right, yeah.
I'm just sick of reading everybody else's opinion. I need to make my own. So that's kind of my most anticipated, if only because I want to finally make a decision on it. But Fallout 3 otherwise.
Yeah.
The one other honorable mention would be Diablo 3, though I don't know if that's going to even be there with the Activision, you know. See if they'll show it off anymore or not.
They'll probably be showing video. I don't know if they'll be showing much else, but...
Yeah, my guess is they're going to announce the date for the WoW expansion there, and that's going to be the focus.
Yeah, because that just went into beta.
I guess. I don't follow any of that.
No.
Or was it announced? They announced when it was going into beta?
The closed beta invitations haven't gone out yet, as far as I know, and they're accepting applications for them
taking applications for the beta.
I believe it's about to... They're getting ready to move from alpha to beta.
Yeah. Well, all right. Here's my five, just off the cuff. While you were talking, I'm looking over the list. Alan Wake... is something I'm looking forward to. The ICO team project is something I'm looking forward to. Fallout 3 is another one, as well as I'm looking forward to Resistance 2. And I got to pick one more, which I hadn't picked. Oh, Mirror's Edge. That would be it. That would be my other one as well that I'm really looking forward to. And I hope to get some type of playtime with some of those, or at least more information than what I currently know, especially in the sense of Alan Wake. And the ICO team project. Those are two that are not much is known right now, and I'd like to know a whole lot more about what's going on with those. So that's what I'm looking forward to there. Now, what is your speculation? What do you think is going to be? You think you're going to have some big reveals at these press events with Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft?
Do we want to get Lauren's opinion here?
Well, Lauren, yeah, sure. Lauren, what are you? Know, if
or did you hang up on him too?
I could have. Lauren, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. What are some of the games you're looking forward to?
I honed down my 19 titles I had written down, went down to 6. Probably the biggest one I'm looking forward to is Fable 2. I think that's going to be really interesting. I didn't like the first one a whole heck of a lot, but Fable 2 sounding really good. Far Cry 2 from Ubisoft. Mirror's Edge, as you guys said. Fallout 3, as you guys said. And then kind of a tie between Resistance 2 and God of War 3. Not that they're going to show any gameplay of God of War 3, but...
We'll get some more information in some way or another. Trailer or, you know, just some info.
And I have to say, I am interested in Alan Wake, although I wonder if they're going to show it or not.
I don't know. You know, when I saw this on your list, I'm like, really? Is that going to be there? And apparently you had heard somewhere that it would.
Well, the thing is, I think last year... 3 weeks before E3, they had said that it wasn't going to be there. And then I think it was April this year, they had said that there was going to be major announcements coming. So, where else?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was. I remember seeing something from the developers that look out kind of for E3 kind of a thing.
I was surprised to see the Team ICO project on there as well, because I was like, wow, that's ready to be shown at E3, but if it is, that's great. I'll be all over it.
It might just be an announcement of it.
That's fine. I mean, more again, without even gameplay, just more information on some of these titles that have been lacking severely. I mean, Splinter Cell Conviction's on that list.
Yeah.
And even though it's been pushed back and then denied that it was pushed back, I'm still interested in more information in that title and what's going on with it. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Some of the stuff I put on was pure prognostication from me, like the ICO team, because, I mean, it's been, what, 3-4 years since Shadow?
Yeah, and of course there was that one little screenshot that we saw.
That's right.
And that, ever how long ago, and that was it. That's all we saw. So I guess, you know, new stuff is due.
Yeah, I think whatever they do is going to be pretty amazing, especially on a next-gen thing. Because even you go back and play like ICO and Shadow of the Colossus, they still look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
They should be able to do with what Guerrilla should be able to do with Killzone 2 versus Killzone 1.
Yeah.
Which I never played Killzone 1, by the way, so I looked forward to Killzone 2, but then, you know.
Game far beyond the PlayStation 2.
Yeah. Well, what about the press events? What are you thinking? I think you know something about Microsoft.
No, I really don't. I, I, honestly, everything that...
Now I think you're lying.
No, I wish I did, but I really don't know anything. It's my speculation. I'll start with Nintendo. It's going to be bragging. Lots and lots of bragging.
Yeah.
Lots of numbers. Lots of, hey, look at all these people we got the game kind of a thing.
It'll be numbers bragging on the system itself. It'll be numbers bragging on Wii Fit.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, you know, again, man, if they weren't holding theirs at the Kodak Theater, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably go to it, enjoy the view of the Kodak Theater, and leave you there and be like, okay, I'm going to go sit at the Sony thing and wait for it to start.
That's probably what I will do, too. Honestly, I mean, I literally wrote down here probably absolutely nothing that interests me.
Yeah.
Because that's how it was last year. I remember, you know, they tried to, like, get everybody hyped up to, like, oh, Mario Kart, blah, 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 this and that. And it was just, like, same stuff, different system.
When they start going into the numbers, I'm going to fall asleep.
You know, there's going to be a rehash of some hardware, probably. It's either going to be a new DS or it's going to be a new Game Boy. Like, just in the game. Because, you know, they said that they're two separate lines and they kind of left it at that. Maybe we'll see a new Game Boy that's, you know, it's just a single touch screen, not a double screen.
Maybe we'll see a widescreen DS.
Yeah. That photo is ridiculous. They're talking about that. Oh, my God, I'm just mad.
So what do you think we'll see from Sony? I think, obviously, the thing we'll see from Sony, go ahead.
I think they're going to mimic what Microsoft did last year. Microsoft last year, their message was games, 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 games. They kept pushing, you know, we have all these games. Here's all the games coming out. And I think that's what Sony's going to push this year. They'll mention Blu-ray. They'll, you know, their victory with that. They'll kind of throw some numbers around with that.
They'll talk about Home.
I think we'll get a date for Home. I think we'll see a changed Home. I think we'll see a more focused experience there and stuff like that. But I think their big push is just going to throw games at us, you know.
I really feel like they're going to close theirs with God of War 3 trailer of some type.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Tease or trailer, but yeah. So yeah, they'd push the games. No big announcement from theirs. No new SKU or anything, huh?
The only speculation I think we might see is maybe some more PSP and PS3 interactivity, something there, something that extend the experience even more. Because what they've done with some of the remote play stuff and all that is been pretty slick.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some new stuff there. I don't think there's going to be any megatons with them. So.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft now that you were saving for last. What do you see from them? Do you see avatars? Do you see what is it called? My gamepad, my gamer pad, whatever it's called.
No, I think obviously we're going to see a price cut. I think though it's going to be the whole. Kind of what Sony did last year. The price cut was dropping the price of the 60 gigabyte to introduce the 80 gigabyte.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what Microsoft's going to do. They're going to introduce their 60 gigabyte, maybe at the same price that the 20 is at now, and then drop the 20 to, you know, 300.
Right.
They might drop other things around the board too a little bit. I'm not sure, but I definitely think we're going to see a price cut. They need a price cut really bad. The motion controller, they're going to unveil it, but it's not going to be what everybody thinks. It's not going to be a quote-unquote controller. I think it's...
See, you know.
No, I don't.
Dude, if this happens, then you knew.
No, I didn't. I don't think it's going to be so much copying as it's... 2 years ago at E3, they showed off their whole Vision Cam thing. And how they used that to do controlling games. And then there was a patent they had for, like, using two vision cameras for spatial control and stuff like that. I have a feeling it's going to be something along the lines of that. I don't think it's going to be a focused peripheral as much as it's going to be for, like, a specific game or a specific set of games. They're going to come out with their own Wii Sports or whatever and try and compete, but it's not going to really... They're not going to push it as an add-on so much as it's a packaged product. Kind of like what Wii Fit is for the Wii. They might come out with like their own kind of a thing for the Xbox, I think.
Yeah.
And I think surprise thing might be a dashboard redesign. they realize that the current thing isn't working for them. We've heard it multiple times from some of the execs that they didn't expect Marketplace to take off like it did, and you know, it just doesn't have functionality and stuff built in for to handle all the content and, you know, all the backlash from the Xbox Live Arcade deal listing and all that stuff. And, you know, the fact that we didn't get a spring update, I just have a feeling that...
I was going to say that, yeah, we didn't get a spring update. Something's bound
to be... They've got something pretty big planned for it, and I'm going to guess a redesign is part of it, maybe the Netflix tie-in. Obviously, too, the other thing that's going to be the fall dashboard update is all the XNA stuff for everybody, you know, the developer arcade or whatever it's going to be called. There's a lot of stuff that's going to, you know, be coming to the, you know, rumored to be coming to this thing, so... And they know the current system doesn't work, so I think we might be seeing a redesign. That's my guess.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Now, Lauren, do you have any speculation? Do you have anything, you know, that you're hoping it gets announced at these press events for the big three?
The only thing I can see is during Microsoft's event, they're probably going to either show off or announce the new Halo game, whichever that might be, whether it's the Peter Jackson game.
Yeah, that's the Halo Chronicles game.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. And, of course, do you think they'll have... See, they did this. They did this last year where it's like, oh, you can go and download this right now. And, of course, you go magically to your Xbox, and wow, there it is on the marketplace. You think they're going to have any big surprises like that where they're like, oh, you can get this now, where it's suddenly activated during the press conference? Anything new like that?
They could have, like, the two human demo that's supposedly coming.
That
could be a big one.
And Nick, you think Castle Crashers gets out next week, right?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember what it was last year. There was a big title that came out on... Actually, I think there was like three or four arcade games that came out the week of the press conference, or of E3. I just have a feeling they've been saving that up kind of for E3.
Now, it's a good one to save up from the playtime we had with it at PAX. It's a...
I know... The developers have said, they blog about it, that it's done. I think it's been certified. So it's just waiting in the queue kind of a thing, you know? So my guess is that's going to be next week. That's a big title that a lot of people have been wanting, so. Yeah, actually, I think last year it was that each Chowdown was one of the ones that they announced and released. There was like four of them.
I don't know. But yeah, I know they did that, and I'm kind of curious what they'll do this time. Of course, I'll be over there instead of here, so you won't be able to. You had a lot to download when you got back home, didn't you?
What's that? Oh my God, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's my first. I'm hoping we're going to get lots of coverage and lots of stuff to bring back to you. You know.
Yeah, we're gonna be trying some different things, and hopefully it works out.
With the way with the way Lauren wrote up those previews. He'll actually be more helpful for us.
Yeah.
While we'll be in meetings all day, he'll be covering everything that the web's throwing up and every other thing that's coming in on a lot of games that we may be missing out on, or at least news as far as that's concerned. So you took the week off. You're gonna be covering it all from home, right?
Yeah, I had taken it off in case I was going, but I have plenty of vacation hours I need to bring down. So.
But you can't make it to PAX, right?
We'll see.
Well, I appreciate this. I appreciate you doing that. And first off, I'm looking forward to having a vacation. And then the other thing, my first E3. So really looking forward to that. So thanks again for calling in, guys. And Nick, I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah.
And talk to you guys later.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Nick and Lauren, BA Penguin and Agent Fox, all helping out with the E3 coverage. Are there any games you guys are looking forward to? I mean, I know we probably covered some of that. I know Mirror's Edge is something that, you know, you and I are definitely
interested
in. Well,
we've had one look. I want the next
look.
And
we want more, yeah.
Yeah, I want the next piece of information about that game.
Fallout 3 is obviously on everybody's
seriously,
list.
Seriously, just go ahead and release the soundtrack. If the music that they had on that trailer was any indication, I want the whole thing.
Yeah.
I need to trip to that stuff on my, you know... on my iPod, so I want that now. So just go ahead and give me that. There's other stuff, but I'm not... The things that I want to hear about are either imminent, their releases.
Too Human, I guess, would be one of those after all the stuff that's been going around with that.
Yeah, again, it's we're too close to the end game of its development. It at this point, it is what it is. So, yeah, any more information would be great, but the game's about to get released, so we'll know soon enough. And even something like Fallout 3, again, it's imminent.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least close enough to being imminent that whatever it is, we're going to find out soon enough. It's really sort of the midterm to the long-term stuff that I'm more interested in. It's, quite frankly, it's the stuff I don't know. Those have always been the best things.
So the stuff that's not even on that list, that stuff that just surprises you out of nowhere.
It's just the stuff that nobody bothered to really bring up. Either mm-hmm. something that's been cooking in the background for so long that I can't think of it at the moment.
You forgot about it, yeah.
Or, you know, something else. A good thing. We had another announcement of an announcement today.
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age.
Yeah.
That we're supposed to get information about that on Wednesday. And this is the long-awaited CRPG from BioWare,
yeah.
The spiritual successor to Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Been a long time since something like that has mattered to me. And, you know, again, building a PC, again, I can't allow myself to get really excited about it. So things like that, stuff that hasn't really bothered to be, you know, in the whole cultural zeitgeist of gaming right now. Those are the things that really excite me. Hey, somebody brought this up. Really? What is that? It's this awesome thing. Okay. That's what I find very fun in the trade shows.
It's the same thing that interests me whenever I go watch a movie and I see a trailer that for a movie that I did not have any idea. What? That's, wow. You know, how did that get past, you know, how did that get by me?
Right.
And it's a lot like what Blizzard does. It's like, whoa, how did Diablo 3 get so far ahead that they could have 20 minutes worth of gameplay and we have heard nothing?
Because they're not...
That's what Blizzard does.
That's what they do.
Man.
They actually develop this stuff on another planet.
Well, they just don't let the developers leave the building.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. They give them beds and bunks, and they bring food in through, like, a couple different security doors, and, you know, that's how... that's the only way that it makes sense to me.
Right. And, I mean, you know, for what it's worth, the development of Diablo 3 is the best kept of the worst kept secrets, I guess you could say. Everybody knew it. But only because, you know, all the signs pointed to it. It's not something you could actually see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the effect it had on the universe at large was sort of undeniable. The fact that it must be there. It's like freaking black holes and dark matter.
I can't see it.
I don't know where it
obviously
is.
Exists,
the math
though.
Says it's there. So, there you go.
That's a good point.
There's been plenty of times Blizzard wanted you to believe that as well.
Yeah, that's true.
That it has
that's
to true. Be there.
They're really good at that. They're really good at that. They really are. So.
They're sneaky folks.
They are. And it's fun. I like that they're sneaky. So, yeah. We'll see. I do hope we get something out of Wrath of the Lich King, but like I said, we haven't even gone into beta, and I don't expect a date. They don't like dates. Blizzard just, they don't do that. They'll give you an extremely broad window. But if there's the possibility of releasing something in the second half of a calendar year, they're not even going to tell you the year. Because they just... You see what happens when you put color in your game. Now think about what happens if you give a firm date. Think about if GTA 4 had been a Blizzard product. Imagine what would happen to them in the minds of their people. Like... You have to. I mean, and maybe you're not that connected to how Blizzard fans operate, but they're crazy. We, to some extent, are crazy because I have to count myself among their number. I'm not that rabid. You know, I can put World of Warcraft down for 6 months at a stretch, but I always go back too. So, I understand the draw of their products.
Yeah.
And among some people, it's really extraordinary. So if Blizzard ever came out and said, "Well, no, this is what's happening, man. Like this is the future. This is the reality, as we're presenting it to you now." And this has happened several times on the forums for their games. Community managers of varying degrees of seniority will just, like, they'll say stuff. Or the developers will come out, and they're tired of hearing something on the forums. They'll just come out and they'll say it. And then, for reasons beyond the control of that individual, or maybe even the company as a whole, that will change. And I swear to you, I've never seen a group of people on the internet more angry. And that is saying something. That is really saying something.
Yeah.
So they just don't do dates. Because nobody cares. Nobody cares when World of Warcraft was originally supposed to come out. Nobody cares when the Diablos were supposed to originally come out. They won't care a minute after the game is released.
Once they get that in their hands.
So,
yeah.
I'm just saying, look what you do when you change the color palette.
Mm-hmm.
Your game is essentially unchanged. It probably, in the grand scheme of things, probably deserves more complaint for the fact that it's hardly changed anything, based on what the internet tends to complain about. That every iteration of everything, well, shouldn't even be an iteration. It should be a complete revolution,
mm-hmm.
which is preposterous. But
no, no.
And I'm exaggerating. But I'm just saying, they're not really. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's fine. But I have yet to see them say, no, it's going to be this date, you know, in November. I think they would probably wait for a while. They may announce the beginning of the beta.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do dates, man. Maybe if they told us by the end of this year, the holiday season. That's about what they tried with Burning Crusade. We were expecting it in November, and they had really indicated that. And then by the time October came around, we knew it was going to be in January. So.
Well, they've got a press conference, Activision and Blizzard.
BlizzVision.
BlizzVision, yes. Yeah. They've got a press conference outside of what E3 is. So none of their games will be on the show floor, but they're having a press conference one of the evenings out there that we're going to attend. And I guess that'll be at some building where their games will be on the show floor. Obviously now when I think of BlizzVision, I only think of the Blizzard side of things. The only thing from Activision I can think of now is Call of Duty 4. But, of course, on the Blizzard side, you've got, you know, Warcraft expansion and the and Diablo 3.
And StarCraft 2.
And StarCraft 2, yes. But I can't think of anything on the Activision side. I've got a list here. Okay, yeah, I forgot about Guitar Hero. The Bond game.
Which, by the way, I got to get 3 back to you. I totally forgot.
Did you play some of that?
I did. I played, you know, and it's terrible.
Should have gotten that for the.
I haven't played like Guitar Hero 2 or 3 or any of that stuff in like I guess like a year. So I downloaded the Top Gun theme, and I sat down there. Man, I was like, you know, when Marty starts to disappear during the song, and he can't really play anything. Right there I am. There I am. That was me. I was like, oh my God, what do I do? I was horrible. I had completely lost whatever false set of... you know, I didn't play it on easy. I tried to play it with like...
On medium.
And it was just... It didn't work out. I had to play it a lot to get okay with it.
You know what? Some of those things will surprise you because I downloaded the Halo theme for Guitar Hero 3 whenever they released that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, all right, that's not bad. I can play this on medium, no problem. And then it gets really further into the song part that you really don't pay attention to. You haven't listened to it in the gameplay of that far. You haven't paid attention to it. All you know is that main little chorus, but there's a lot of crap in the middle of that thing.
There is.
That'll melt your face.
I didn't. I tried to play that one, too. I didn't really like it. There was no... I wasn't able to... I just had to stop listening to the music because it didn't really match what was on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the very best of those games allow you to feel the music at whatever difficulty you're with, and it just didn't happen like that. Top Gun theme was fun though; it was sort of fun to jam to that. I've been playing that on air guitar since I was 11. When I came out, I was 11 years old, so it's about time. But that's the only thing. I think I went in and played a couple other songs. I was like, I don't like this kind of thing. It's not for me. I get it. Not for me.
Cool.
So yeah, Blizzard something. They're not going to let the opportunity pass.
Well, what are we going to be playing this weekend, Jeremy?
I'd be happy to play Diablo 2 with you if you want to actually play it this time.
I'm not going
to
be able to.
You're not?
I leave Sunday morning. Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
Saturday I'm going to be packing and getting ready. I may have some play time for Saturday, but then what? I play a little bit on Saturday and then I don't play again until the next weekend.
I'm all for that. I'm going to go home and dig them up.
Don't get started on any big thing ahead of me. I'm waiting on parts, but it's one of the first things going back on in my system.
Yeah, load it up.
But yeah, so Diablo for you?
Yeah, and probably some Team Fortress 2. And
we got invited to the EVAV group on Steam.
Yeah, I invited you.
Yeah, oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And
I was waiting for someone to.
After I did play some Ninja Gaiden 2 this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I might play a little bit more of that. I'm not sure yet.
You won't for long.
Probably not.
How far did you get into it?
I did the first level.
Okay. Yeah, it's that second boss that got me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, boy. Never. I played that a few times. I tried different tactics and strategies, and after none of them worked, I said, well, I don't need to be frustrated from a game anymore. I don't need to... I really don't need to get angry. Or at least...
What's that like?
Maybe not I'm get serious. Angry. I don't need to be...
Yeah, you don't know anything about that.
I really don't.
I don't need to be not having fun, you know? When it stops becoming fun, I'm
how
like...
You have fun without being angry.
I need to play this.
I don't know how that works.
Weird.
The inventor of the Damn It Slam asks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel, what about you?
Probably be playing more Bad Company online. I'm sitting at rank 20. Want to make it at least to 25. I mean, I'm sure I'll spend more time with it after that. But
yeah,
you know,
we should make it. We should redouble our efforts to throw together some squad out of just a few people that are playing. We should do more squad play.
Yeah.
I feel like I play too much by myself.
Yeah, me too. Which, you know, that's a reminder. You know, if you want to play with me, send Daniel out on Xbox Live. Send me a thing and we'll play. Like, seriously. Not enough people do. Like, all the time, I'm playing by myself.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with it.
And that's a game where...
I know people listen to this.
It makes an enormous difference if you're playing with other people. I mean, any game really does.
Oh, yeah.
But
this one, even more so.
Yeah, it really does. If you're playing with jackholes, like...
And it's amazing what one competent squad can accomplish against a team of people that aren't really playing together.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing against a bunch of nincompoops, one competent squad out of your whole team can...
Yeah.
Can decimate them. So.
And you know, and I'll take. Ooh, here we are once again on this topic. But let me take a moment to say a couple things. I deeply apologize to everybody who's still playing COD 4. I mean, if you don't get Battlefield, you don't get Battlefield. I get invites all the time for Call of Duty 4, and I'm like, I still love that game.
Yeah, it's a great game. COD 4 is a great game.
I mean, and I'm no less impressed with it, and I miss it actually in certain ways after playing this game. But still, just having so much fun with this game.
Yeah,
so
my fun is not pittered out.
Yeah.
It's something different. I've put like 10 days into playtime of COD 4.
Right.
Like I don't need another day. You know.
Yeah.
I have this different thing that's fun.
Yeah.
I
and
can do this for a while.
We're examining a different thing, and you know, so that sucks. I would also like to say, if there's anybody out there in listener land who's on the fence about maybe trying it, like give it a game fly if you can, or honestly,
it'll take
ever...
a while to get there. Yeah. I'm still waiting on mine.
I know. It's just rent it if you can, or just get your hands on it because it really is a lot of fun. And look us up when you play, if you really want either one of us, Fishfang or Daniel, out who are playing, because it makes a big difference to have, if you haven't been exposed to this type of game before, it really is like a hot freaking mess if you just log into it and you're like, I played lots of COD 4, but I've never played a dice game. What's going on? And it's like it barfs all over you, and it's kind of hard to get your head around it. So play with a group of people that explain everything, and it's honestly a lot more fun.
Here's an idea. Why not? This is just something that hit my head, and it's probably actually stupid since I haven't had time to think through it. But why not have marketplace rentals? I can do it with film. Why can't I do it with video games?
And you're talking about a lot of data, and you know
it
how,
is.
Well,
it
and,
is.
You, and you know how you know how completely conservative they are about that sort of thing.
I know. I was like, not
saying it's a bad idea. Like, ideally, brilliant idea, great idea.
That way, everybody gets a chance to play it, and they're not waiting on a disc from Gamefly, or they're not waiting for somebody to return it.
Yeah,
you spend the $4, and it's like, okay, well, we've got a a 3-day activation on this, you know.
Yeah, at that point, you may as well sell them, you know.
Well, yeah, that's obviously where
really
that would fall into.
Hardware-wise, only the 120 gigs are really ready for that, and bandwidth.
And even then, only just.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to really talk about what that could turn into.
But bandwidth-wise, I don't know if their store's ready for that yet. I mean, you know how it goes down when one big release comes out and people start hammering.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It would be a good idea, but is the availability still really low on?
It went from low to very low during the week.
I bet it will stay there.
It will.
My guess is that it will stay there.
I'm hoping that somebody returns it, and it's just like, oh, I'm in the lineup. You know, uh-huh. Very low doesn't mean I'm not getting it. Just means that you may wait a while. Or somebody could return it. You know, it's only speculation on their part with people who have it out.
Right.
I've
received very lows when I had lows in the queue.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's just weird. So.
So.
But yeah, if you got the means, give it a go. If you can, play with somebody who's been playing. Makes things a lot easier. And that's all there is to it. There's a lot of potential in this game. And there's a lot of existing fun as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Where were we?
Who's playing what?
Daniel was playing. Daniel, we went with Daniel. Dennis?
I'll probably play some more Tactics A2, and I'm probably going to pick up Lost Odyssey again.
Yeah. Because you're done with GTA, so moving back into Lost Odyssey.
Yeah. I'll go back to GTA Land eventually, but.
Yeah.
When DLC comes out.
We all will. Yeah.
Anything you're looking forward to from E3?
It's a prototype in particular.
Okay.
Looks really interesting.
I know Final Fantasy 13 was on this list. And I know how you are with that.
I have a PS3, though, so...
Oh, that's true. Okay, I forget about
that.
That
kind of goes down quite a bit for me. The Silent Hill game, I'm very interested in, of course. And there's one other one here I saw. I'm trying to find it again.
Let us know when you come back to it.
Yeah.
A Girl's in the Booth? I don't think they're listening.
Probably not.
No, they're not. They're chatting.
Listening to each other. Don't worry about it.
She started playing Galaxy this afternoon, and I have not seen the TV since.
Right.
Like, I didn't get to do anything. So,
Galaxy's some good stuff.
Yeah, so,
we'll talk about that in the after show. We had an interesting time with that.
Yeah, we did. It was weird.
And I can speak for Dana and say that she will play more Bad Company.
And
which is very frustrating for me. It's like, on several levels, where it's like, oh, man, that's really cool. My girlfriend likes shooting guys, and that's really kind of fun. And then it's like, okay, that's cute. It's very cute that you like shooting guys, don't you?
You guys need
I happen to like shooting guys.
Yes. Yeah. By the way,
you need another 360 in your house? Because I got a spare one I'm not using.
Man, you just put a seed in that guy's head. Yeah.
You really did.
$100 in it's yours. How about that?
We need to talk.
After this,
because my thought is, like, I've got to... Because, I'm building the box, I'm building the computer, and it's like, there's no way I'm going to be able to put the computer in the same room as my other games.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, and Dana likes to play that stuff. She loved the PA game, and, like, every now and then she gets something. When she gets it, man, she's like, she's on it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I don't know, I got a lot more free time, but it doesn't matter. So it's like,
you need to look no further than her time with Zuma.
I could just put that on the PC monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that thing is there, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm currently trying now to, like, in my head, try and rearrange my living room to figure out a two-TV setup in the living room, because it's almost necessary at this point. Like, I'm rapidly realizing that's a brilliant thing.
I actually love that.
100% necessary. I'm going to need two televisions.
I totally love that. But it's just like, she likes killing guys. And she got online. She ranked up like 3 or 4 times, which is really, really good. She's figuring that out. And she'll have better time once she gets the unlocks.
Which you'll run into
she has something to say now.
If you have two of them, you'll end up having to buy two copies of stuff to play.
Yeah, my friend is saying.
I know. You ain't wrong.
What did you want to say, Dan?
Well, I've only caught a piece of this because we were having good conversation, but I was telling Sam that I think the day I put in COD 4, something inside James died a little bit.
Why do you say that? Why do you say it died?
Like you were saying, like it's cool that I play, but like when you realize that.
No! Don't misunderstand. Like one does not necessarily outweigh the other. It just creates a quandary. I am not.
When we get
used
rich,
to dealing
we'll
with.
Have two Xboxes and two nice TVs. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be great. I'm just saying.
I always thought, if you get the flat screens and you mount them on the wall, you can just mount one above the other.
This is Microsoft,
it's perfect. It's like split screen gone hardcore.
Xbox. No,
it's really good. So she does like shooting guys, and I promise you she's going to shoot some more guys this week.
All right.
Well, and I'm going to shoot some more guys this week.
As for me, obviously, I'll be getting ready Saturday and then leaving on Sunday and playing lots of stuff. Whenever we do the next thing about what did we play, I'll have plenty to tell you about. Whenever we do that again. No show next week, by the way. We're taking the week off, so no show next week.
I'm just going to sit in my house and talk for 2 hours.
I don't know if maybe we can figure this out. I don't know how it'll happen. And just looking at my timing, I may not be building my box until like next Monday. So maybe we'll do what we were talking about doing in a...
Maybe we'll do
our broadcast.
We don't need you.
My box building, with the
webcam. Yeah, that's totally fine.
Drink some beer and build a box if anybody
wants
to.
I won't have the webcam with me, so you can hook it up on your end.
Might do something like that. I hate that it might take that long, but we'll talk about why in the after show.
Yeah, you've got plenty to say, I'm sure. But yeah, anyway, that is it for us. We're going to head downstairs and do the after show here, so you can join us for that. We've got a few more minutes left, but I have no idea what to go over. You know, the Fable 2 stuff was mentioned today. The pub games are going to be free with your pre-order. They're going to be released on Xbox Live Arcade
good
in August.
To pre-order.
That is a good incentive,
like,
because
I get something free. Yeah. That
the
I
games
have to
seem
for
to be,
like,
you know,
pretty great.
You know, the
and
games,
it doesn't seem like
that, yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's like a cheap gimmicky thing that I.
And
get
apparently,
it's
you're
like
winning.
A,
you're winning money
for the
use in game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it looks like Bungie's going to announce something at E3. Rumoring has it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They kind of dropped hints at it on their latest podcast, and so looks like they may be announcing something. I mean, if it's more Halo-related news, then whatever.
But I would hope, since they broke away from that.
Yeah,
they,
like
they
if
would
it's
say, hey, we got something
stuff,
brand new. It's unicorns and rainbows.
If it's a new title, like, I'm going to be pretty excited. Especially if they go back to fields of bloody guys being scattered everywhere, a la Myth.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for us. We'll be back a week from next Monday, which I don't even know the date escapes me of what day that'll be. But we'll be back a week next Monday with all the E3 goodness to talk about. And that's it for this edition of Evil Avatar Radio. Have a great night. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
I try. It's because I'm sneaky.
Yeah.
Like,
see, in COD, I'm not sneaky.
I'm sneaky in COD.
I'm just fast.
Like the whole team rushes this way, I go, and go way around. And then I just, it's easy kills.
You catch people.
But the whole team can't do that or it doesn't work.
Exactly. See, that's more how I am in this game.
Yeah.
I'm like, where can I go that they're not expecting me?
Yeah. I try and do that too sometimes. Like, if I see the whole team rushing up the middle, I go, it doesn't look like anybody's going to go right. I'll go right. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes there's a guy totally waiting for the guy coming from the right, and I get slaughtered, but, you know, whatever.
Well, and I
don't care.
I was explaining to Dana last night in a game like this, it's like, what pisses me off? When I'm on defense on this map, what pisses me off?
And then
then you do that. And it's like, oh yeah, it works pretty well.
Like that one map is so broken.
Which one?
The one where the ruins is the second base.
Map's really broken.
You just sit on the rock. That first, if a team fails to take the first set of objective on that map,
yeah,
epic fail.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Because both of them could be. I didn't realize the good spot for this the crate on the right hand side. If there's a house, you can get on the roof and just.
Don't tell him.
Well, hey, we might be on a team with some of these people, and they need to know how to do it.
They need to know how to do it. And, man, if you get four guys with demo kits, it goes quick.
Man, that's what it's all about. Like, if you're on attack.
I had a whole squad do it, like, because I was telling one. I was with one guy, and I had two randoms. And they're like, well, can we do it too? I was like, yeah, come on. We get all four of them. We all
just
four.
Just get demo and just go. And it's done.
And it's no, if you no can joke. Get it's if, two volleys from the whole squad.
Man, if you can get LOS on a crate, you've got a bunch of demo guys, it's done.
Done.
Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, there's a good chance that I would never do anything else if demo was stacked with not a shotgun. Even the most broken rifle in the game.
Noise.
Diablo 2.
Oh, Tactics Advance 2.
You mean y'all aren't just chatting on PictoChat? Really? Honestly? You aren't drawing penises and sending them back and forth?
I really hope that they come out with Disguise for the
SFB. No one ever listens.
Left the Cell is still my favorite game to this day.
Well, I didn't play with much Leaks.
You can't arrange my penis.
Lopsol, yeah, it's still my favorite game to this day. Like, awesome game. I've played it so many times.
I can't arrange it by
mostly because this guy loses the memory card and I have to start over again. Like, three times.
Yeah. I didn't play much of this guy. I got into it, but it became way, way too much to have to keep track of everything in my head.
Well, and you're one of those people that, like, you have to keep track of everything.
Yeah. I have to. No, I want to know.
Be acceptable to not.
No, this item needs to get a level 99, man. But man, there's like three other things I have to track of at the same time.
Yeah, if you do that in this guy, it's over. Like, it's totally game over.
I just spent like 5 hours trying to capture a blue, purify a blue flame, so he'll be on my team. And then I give him all kinds of toys and make him extra special. And after spending 5 hours doing that, Daniel loses my memory card, and then I have to start over again.
Hey, I think that was my roommate.
So you want to tell everybody why you're not building your PC?
Yeah, hold on.
What are you looking at?
Where's the overall score per minute?
Give me some help with that. I closed the page to
total score. Oh, never mind. I'm stupid. Yeah, 35.275.
We got two people playing DS. One guy playing Diablo. Two guys looking at their stats.
How do I do that?
And now we're gonna have.
How do you do this?
I can have.
We're a very focused group here.
I got nothing. I got an iPhone.
You gotta do a couple. You gotta
if
do
the
a
new
couple.
Shit was out. I'd have a new game. I'd have a game to
you
play.
You could be playing Trism. Like, you know, whatever. But
bad company.
All I got is this computer over here recording the show. I think I'll play Minesweeper.
Hey, Minesweeper's pretty baller.
Ooh, I have plants growing.
We didn't get a chance to talk about Chrono Trigger on the DS.
Oh, hey.
That's going to be some great shit.
Chrono Trigger on the DS. Yeah.
Chrono Trigger on the DS. You have to create an account. Made of Wind. It's a port. It's not going to be like a remake like the Final Fantasy 3 and 4 that's coming out this month, actually. And, you know, a couple little new things. It's a new dungeon. Some kind of wireless thing.
It's a little more complicated than that, I think.
And great SNES game.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know, really.
Yeah, I heard about that. That'll be a good chance for me to play that now.
Yeah,
because I never played it.
Oh, man. You don't know what you're in for.
Such a dick.
I know.
Was it great? No, I didn't play it.
I don't know.
The Super NES games.
You just picked up a gem.
All that.
Hey, this is awesome,
man. Love.
Like,
man. Oh God, I want to install that now.
I hope I still have it.
More games need heraldic cubes.
Oh man, no kidding. That cube is the bomb.
Yeah, it is.
He hasn't gotten to that point yet.
No, he hasn't. Right, saying the bomb. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Like, you know what? This would be a good contest. Something like this, like these little noises.
Yeah.
Like, name them.
What is this?
We did something like that early on.
That would be phenomenal. That's a phenomenal contest.
We used to do.
Write that down.
Either name the sound or name the music or name the system startup sound.
Yeah, we did the
name.
That was my favorite. Yeah.
Quick question, because you'll probably notice.
Yeah.
In BattleNet, on the little molecule screen, did that damn gem in the middle ever do anything? The one you could toggle on and off?
I didn't think
anybody ever found anything. I heard all sorts of things like, oh, make Stones of Jordans drop like mad cash. Shit like that, but nobody ever like confirmed anything. I just figured it was, you know, a bit of dickery on Blizzard's part.
Yeah,
and probably I think that's 100%
Now I really do want to see what my.
Let's see, what is my total score is 28,301. My bonus score is 78,011.
Show me photos.
Dear God, have you stood?
Yeah. Show me that tent.
My name.
An elephant. Uh-huh.
All right.
Apparently, like, I have the unsaved photos.
Oh, neat.
That, I mean, this is just, like...
You're staring at that guy's butt.
I'm looking at the guy's butt. No, like, all of these, except for the first three, were taken, like, by accidentally hitting the thing. Because, like, here's me doing nothing. I don't know what's going on here. I'm staring at
some pretty trees.
Yeah.
Like, all of them are that way. Like,
I've been able to identify mine as times when I threw my controller down on the futon.
Here's me in a Jeep. I'm in a Jeep. Oh, wonderful.
What a bad idea. Particularly on that map.
It's a Humvee full of guys.
That's
four kills for somebody.
Yeah, it is.
That's what that is.
You're damn right.
That's four kills for somebody else. Actually, I think that was headed to a further base from the rear base.
Oh, I see.
It was a...
Oh, because you don't get to spawn at the second
base. Yeah, see, that one. Here's me holding an MG36! I'm at the fishery!
Act 2!
Act 2, congrats! You, sir, have won...
Act 1.
A cutscene.
Hey, man, Blizzard cutscenes... Man, good stuff. Even this.
Yeah.
Back in, you know, even now it's still just, man, just listen to that.
Yeah, the stats are fun. On this, they're surprisingly detailed. And now that I know that there are screenshots to be saved.
Yeah, like, I'm going to start doing that more often.
Favorite kit specialist, big surprise. Favorite weapon, UMP, big surprise.
It's a good weapon.
It is. And it's a little bit too good.
I was surprised at how much my UMP was. It's sitting at 6 hours, where my two MGs are 3 hours each. So really...
Do you get more details?
Amphishare needs more military special.
Oh, I see. Kits.
Bib says the Amphishare needs more military special.
Has he ever had military special? He might take that back.
I don't know. We decided that as long as you didn't smell it, it was okay.
Oh, I see.
Remember? Because it really wasn't... The taste wasn't great, but it wasn't...
Right.
It wasn't as bad as the smell. We need to do another... something.
That's true.
I noticed that was in the back of Dana's car for a long time.
Do what?
The military special was in the back of Dana's car.
I put it in her trunk.
Yeah. And it was in there for a while.
That it was no longer in there.
Yeah, and I checked the other day because I was out and when she came over to do something. And there was no whiskey in the back of your trunk. And I was,
see,
no!
here's what I hate. KD ratio on Raycon, 1.6. KD ratio on Assault, 1.2. KD ratio on Specialist, 1.6. KD ratio on Support, 1.5. KD ratio on Demolition, 0.8.
Mine is...
You know why? Because fuck shotguns.
Mine's 0.8, too. I am... You know what's weird? My Assault is 1.25.
Uh-huh.
The kills, 15, deaths, 12. I've died quite a few times. Like, that's by far... The next lowest is recon deaths at 51. Like, that's by far lower than other classes in terms of things I die to, which is interesting to me. And it makes me wonder if I'm... I feel like the assault class needs a little something more than what it has.
Really?
You have no way of taking care of a vehicle at all.
Unless it's a, like a truck or something.
Yeah, and then you can hit it with the 40mm.
You're 40mm.
But really, on like...
Ooh, watch your mouse.
You really have no way of taking care of any kind
of... Not a good way, no.
Any kind of anything that moves, and you're kind of in trouble because of that. Like, it's not good. And the iron sights take up too much room on the screen.
Yeah, that's the only reason I went with the XM8. Is because it has slightly better iron sights.
It does. So I will say the high damage on the M16 is nice.
It is very nice, and it's very accurate.
You know what I don't ever use, though? The 40mm.
I use it to open walls.
Yeah, like, that's all it is. It's like create a door.
Yeah.
That's all that it is.
It's also a, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
I'm right over here.
Follow the smoke trail back to here and shoot me.
Yeah, please. Please do that. It's just so broken, and I wish that they did something different with it. I don't know.
Like, and again, I kind of understand the splash damage in that game is largely... non-existent,
yeah,
to be quite honest. But if it wasn't, I don't know how easy it is to say make the splash damage on the 40mm a little more effective, but still limit the splash damage on some of the other weaponry. You know what I mean?
Like,
some of the real heavy weaponry, some of the artillery pieces. That's the thing. Hey, we should call Kevin. Kevin wants to call in.
Yeah.
Kevin. Did you read Nabokov's email, Scott?
I did, yes.
Yeah, he's like, I tried to explain to him.
You wrote back
that that we know what hot is.
Oh, it's the weather issue, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the same thing anytime you talk to somebody, anybody from the desert. They think that, you know, their 110 is extraordinarily hot.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just came from Vegas. It was 123 the day I moved there, and it's still hotter than this.
No. That's not the point we were trying to make. The point is that the point has been for a very, very long time that most of us have been in, say, 110, 115 degree weather in the desert, or like 110, 115 degree weather here. Without a doubt, no joke, seriously, I prefer the desert, all other things being equal. Because while you run the risk of getting dehydrated, and, like, while a lot of times you can't tell that you're getting dehydrated and you have to drink a lot, around here it just doesn't work. So, like, you can't, you literally, like, you don't cool down because your sweat doesn't evaporate. And it's very, very bad in that regard because you will, like, at the slightest, and things are pretty decent this year. They were very, very bad last year. But
yeah, this year does seem kind of mild.
It's actually a lot better.
Compared to last year, certainly.
August is going to kill us.
With just and even to some degree, it's not the heat. Nobody's saying like it's hot or 100 degrees here is hotter than 120 in the desert. It's
humidity
just that
here is impressive.
Some of the best days I've had in the summer here were well above 100 degrees, but with extremely low humidity. I was like, this is awesome because my sweat's evaporating and I'm actually cooling down because of it. But when it's really fucking humid here, your sweat literally can't go anywhere. It just drips down you, and you cannot cool off because that's how the heat is carried away from your body.
Yeah.
And it's fucking wretched, and it's very dangerous because you're still losing moisture, but you're not cooling down.
Yeah.
So it's a different kind of thing because I know the desert is vastly more dangerous in certain regards, but it is very bad. And people also didn't understand how we could have 90% humidity but be in a drought. And it was like, you know, it's very easy to understand. The clouds pass by overhead and they don't rain water.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All the water is trapped in the air, none of it's on the ground where we can use it.
Yeah. So it's just a thing like that. Don't get me wrong, like my mom's husband went to build embassies in Mali, in the Sahara. And he had been working outside in Alabama summers for his entire life. And, I mean, he's not going to be stupid. Like, it's obviously much, much worse there. But he was very clear about the fact that he's like, I've been doing this forever. And as far as the degree of heat, whatever. I can deal with that. It's just that the issues are...
Yeah.
Well, Billy and I were talking about this yesterday because we were tearing up his porch. Get ready for him to put in a new trailer out there. And we were talking about the heat, humidity thing, and he lived out in 29 Palms because he's in the Marines for about 3 years. So he was very, you know, familiar with the difference between there and here. And he's like, yeah, man, I'll take the 110 out there in dry heat anytime over like our 80 degrees and 100% humidity.
Yeah, here. It's just the humidity really is an awful thing. It doesn't necessarily equate the two. It's a totally different problem, but it may come down to personal preference
as to which one's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was his wife at the time stepped off the plane for the first time in Montgomery, and was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah,
it's like I'm, you know, walking through, I don't know, steam or soup. Yeah. Or what the hell?
It has a lot to do with the amount of energy the atmosphere itself can hold, and the wetter it is, the more heat energy the mass itself can contain, and it doesn't get rid of it. Like I can wake up in the morning and tell, like, how fucked up it is outside. Because a lot of times down here, cooling has to do with drawing the moisture out of the air, not just reducing the temperature of the air.
Mm-hmm.
So, believe me, the ability to actually perspire and have the function work in order to carry heat away from your body is something I would like to have more
of. Be grateful that you can sweat.
Yeah.
And have it function. Like, you don't just get wet for no reason, which is what happens here.
Let me give Kevin a call here.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, he wanted us to call him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Well, he wanted to join in, because I had a little bit of a gripe about my stuff. It's really, very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't prefer humidity or desert. I say fuck them both. I'm going to go somewhere where it's cold and rainy all the time.
That's how I feel.
So fuck every ounce of that shit. I'm going to the Northwest, and it's going to be groovy. And fuck all of it.
Hey, I spent 1 second with the Uzi.
You did?
Apparently.
Picked it up and then switch your gun.
Yeah.
I probably picked it up by accident. You know what's funny is if you do the 5-point comparison.
Hello.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey man.
From the Uzi to the little thing that I just got.
Yeah.
Like theoretically they're the same. They're not the same. It doesn't do a very good job explaining what's up.
What the hell are you complaining about now?
You know, some shit. Whatever. What are you doing?
Well, you know, my normal. Putting the show on my damn MP3 player before you bitches get it.
All right. Whatever. That's good.
I got the show right here, son.
Yeah, you're the only fucker who's got a leg up on me, man. But you still don't have a commercial list before I do, so.
That's true.
Yeah, I have to do all that. Whenever you can't do the show, I have to take all those. Sometimes I forget, and then I'm like,
why the hell is this file so fucking huge? And then I heard, oh God, I gotta go back and do that. Crap, I'm not gonna get to bed till 2.
Yeah, well, it's all done now.
Cool, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
I hate to hear you're not making it to PAX.
Yeah,
you hate to hear it.
It got a little costly. You know, when I started, like, breaking down how much it was going to cost.
Now, I was telling Dana about this. Now, it doesn't, apparently, it can apply to your situation and to Dana and James' situation as well, but it's on a different scale. What I found to be the best way to do things like this is if you know you're going, if it is set in stone that you are going...
Put a PayPal button up. Money.
And get the community to pay for it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
No,
I want to do that.
You buy the tickets one way. What I'll do is, like, in March, I'll buy a one-way ticket to Seattle for that time, and it's only, like, 200-something bucks. No big deal. I can cover that. Then 3 months go by, I've already made back the 200 I just spent. Easy. And then in, like, June, buy your return ticket for another 200 bucks. No problem.
Oh, that's a good trick there.
Now, that's a single, though. You know?
Yeah, see, my problems were compounded by two.
Right, exactly, I know. And I have no idea how that changes things, because I've never bought the ticket for two type of thing. But going at it that way, I can spend 200 bucks I can spend 200 bucks 1 month and then spend another 200 next month. Spending four in 1 month is a little tough, though. Spending $400 in one purchase can be a little bit tough. But I found out going separate one-way tickets... really, really works. So, but yeah, hate to hear it, buddy.
Well, and the same thing applies to me, kind of.
Yeah,
I mean, I could either afford to build a PC or go to PAX, and by this like same time next year, I should be in the vicinity of PAX, like within a couple hours drive.
Yeah,
as opposed to a cross country flight and back, and I really hate flying, so it would just be much easier. And this time next year, the PC I'm building right now will still be
relevant, yeah.
Really, really good. So it's like, okay, the money is better spent for me on a PC.
When was the last time you upgraded yours, Kev?
Oh, man, I switched out my vid card a little while ago, but I just got a, 7900 GS, I want to say. It's probably like one of the meanest AGP cards you can get because they started to die, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's been a while. It could use some... You know, some juice, but I have to do the whole damn core, and I'm trying
to
wait.
To say, what are you doing?
If you're still running AGP, the next time you so much as upgrade any kind of damn component in your system, you fucking blank, and you've got to replace your whole core. So.
Oh yeah.
I was wondering what kind of processor you're running.
2.26, I think.
You're running an AMD, aren't you?
No, it's a P4.
Okay, good.
Oh, come on, man. You know I'm not going to buy that shit. I don't care what the damn numbers say. I don't fuck with AMD stuff.
I only say that...
Yeah, I hear Jeremy laughing back there. He knows why.
He used to.
That's the point.
Well, that's
but good. No, yeah, I still got a Pentium. It's 32-bit, though. So.
Yeah.
I'm scraggling behind. I hope I can play a Fallout 3. If I can, then I'll be cool, and I'll just upgrade, like, I don't know, early 09.
Well, I mean, you said it. Your shit handled Oblivion all right, so.
I guess
you'll be okay. I mean, I'd be surprised if there wasn't a whole lot of extra, you know, English put on that engine to make it a little bit more relevant to now, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, I got optimism. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Or I'll force it.
Right. Well, whatever. I hope you're doing it. I hope we can play together soon. I mean, if the ideal had held, I think we'd probably be playing together by Thursday, something.
Yeah.
I'd be online with the computer by Thursday, but like I told you earlier, I got all my shit in today. Well, not all of it. I got everything but the my copy of Windows, my monitor, and my video card in today. And I started going through everything and inspecting it, and the... I pulled my motherboard. I got the a Gigabyte GA35 DS3R motherboard. I mean, it's a good motherboard. It's a good feature set. It's a P35 chipset. It's not like a P45 or anything like that. But
you know, whatever. I don't need anything that's going to allow a dual card solution. I like single card solutions, and I like the feature set of it. It was a good price, but like, I pulled out of the box. I was pulling out all like the little extra bullshit, and I was looking through the static wrap at the board itself, and I was like, man, something's like really, really not right here. And I tilted the bag up to you know, picked it up flat, and I tilted it up just to break the tape seal on the end. And that's when I realized that the heat sink for the North Bridge was completely off the board. Like, there's these two little plastic fuckers that just,
yeah, little white pigs.
Yeah, man, those little bitches. And there's only two of them, like, on opposing corners. Everything I've had before was anchored on four corners, but it's just on two opposing corners, man. And that fucker had just, they both of them had sheared off below the board, and it had been flopping around inside of the static wrap during shipping. And I mean, it didn't wreak absolute havoc or anything, but it did a little bit of damage to the PCB, and some of the little circuits had like cut marks on them and stuff like that. Just enough for me to be like, all right, fuck this. This is, I'm RMAing this back.
Yeah.
So I got to send that off tomorrow, which sucks. It sucks a lot because
did it have a fan in it?
Did it have a fan? No. It was just a passive cooling.
All right.
I mean, if it had just been like a little bit fucked, I probably would have. If it hadn't have come completely loose and theoretically damaged the board, I probably would have just gone out and gotten an aftermarket cooler for the North Bridge. I mean, because I was going to have to get some little plastic bastards anyway.
Yeah, right.
But the fact that it had been flopping around in there, it was just close enough for me to be worried about it. So I was like, "Fuck it, I'm sending it back." So I might see a replacement by the end of the week if
did
I'm
you take
really
some pictures
lucky.
Of it?
Well, I was asking.
You've been documenting everything, so I was wondering if you took any pictures of the broken shit.
No, because I mean, it would. Like, you have to get all the way down. All it looks like is a North Bridge that's had a heatsink pulled off of it. Mm. And if you get way down on the board, you can see, like, little scrape marks across the PCB
right.
where it crosses
like you said,
the circuits.
There's no point in taking a chance with that. There's
no. Particularly since I did take a chance and got OEM Vista.
Well, there's also the... I mean, shit, man.
Well, because
it's... You paid for this. You need to get...
No, it's fine. And Newegg doesn't... I mean, it's like, whatever. Hey, I just opened this and need to RMA
it. Yeah, they'll do it for you. I understand. But it's like, I wouldn't even...
I just don't feel like taking the chance.
Yeah.
But if I did take the chance, again, like I said, I got an OEM copy of Vista, which is only good for one install on... Like, it's only good for that board. So if the board is fucked, then I guess send the board back. I'm out on a copy of Windows. So... Which was its own piece of stupid shit. Like, I didn't really want the OEM version. I wanted 64-bit Vista Home Premium. That's what I wanted. 64-bit. I want to go 64-bit. I bought 4 gigs of fucking RAM. I want the fucking RAM to be used to its fullest. 64-bit is highly recommended if you're building a new box, and I'm building a fairly powerful box, so
now,
whatever. I want to do that.
Since you mentioned that, Fred, I don't know much about Vista's activation, but if it uses the same thing that XP did, it's just using a hardware fingerprint, so as long as you're using the same type of board, it doesn't matter that it's not the same physical board.
I just couldn't... I can't
but
guarantee that
all
either.
All the same, still, you know.
Yeah.
Your board's fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah, it was just a thing, but I found out, like, I was... You know, everybody was like, oh, just go and get a retail version, you can get the 64-bit with retail. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So I started looking into it, and Home Premium Retail doesn't come with the 64-bit disc. You have to, like, send off to fucking Microsoft for the 64-bit media. And then they'll send you that, and it's like, well, fuck that. That's really stupid. I don't want that. So I could either get the 64-bit specific OEM media or get Vista Ultimate Retail, which does come with a 64-bit disc. And I was like, well, I don't want Ultimate. I don't need everything that's in Ultimate. And that's $300 cheap online. That's like $300. So, you know,
yeah.
I logicked my way through it by saying that the OEM version is so cheap that I could buy it like more than 3 times for the same cost of the retail. So whatever, I'm not too stressed about it. But regardless, the rest of the parts ought to be here in another couple days. The motherboard, we'll see. Everything else looked all right. I mean, I looked at it. I just got a DVD-ROM drive because I got a burner in my Mac. I don't need another burner. It was OEM, so whatever. 640 gig Western Digital. Again, OEM looked fine.
SATA?
Do what?
Is it SATA?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the whole reason I wound up getting another optical drive. I've got an old DVD-ROM drive, but it's IDE and, you know, fuck that old shit, so. Yeah, and like the power supply, I got a good Corsair. Or Crucial, rather. Corsair memory, Crucial, power supply. A nicer one than I really needed, but whatever.
Yeah, and you get to drag out that track IR.
Hey, I did that too, man. I did. I drug out every piece of relevant gaming or computer equipment and set it aside to look forward to using. So, yeah, we'll see. A few more days, I guess. Just gonna get that shit sent off tomorrow and then hopefully, whatever.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is, I know.
Well, speaking of cool shit, I don't know if it's all that cool, but Jeremy added to my addiction list.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Let me talk to you for a second. I had no idea that you had never played Portal.
Man, I totally boycotted the Orange Box, man. I didn't care about that shit. I just wanted Episode 2. I mean, I had been waiting for a very, very long time. I even drug my feet to play Episode 1 thinking that, okay, if I wait a bit, F2 will be here, but it never showed up, you know. So I was like, you know what? I don't care about the Orange Box. I just want F2. And I just ignored DF2. I ignored Portal. And Jeremy's like, oh, no, that's not cool, dude. You need to play this. And I'm like, all right.
I had no idea.
So I bought him fucking Portal because I knew what would happen once he played it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, before the show started, I got to the point where I got behind that messed up elevator thing, you know, and it was like, oh, shit, this is kind of different. And then the show started, so... Fuck you again.
The messed up elevator. You have to remind me where that is.
I think it's 15. Test chamber 15, I want to say.
Okay.
Is that the one where there's like a big-ass wall, and once you step on the floor below that wall, they turn into stairs?
No, it's the one after that. It's the one where they introduce the gun turret.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, yeah, that was really cool. I wasn't expecting that at all, and, you know, then I had to stop. The show started, so.
Yeah, and
it kind of sucked.
He sent me a message when the show started, and I fired up Diablo 2, and he's like, fuck you, man. I don't get to play while the show's going, neither should you.
Yeah, no, I don't. That shit wasn't cool. I wouldn't have stopped it, though. I understand. Are you going to play that shit up until 3 comes out, or?
I've been playing it during the after show.
Well, yeah, I know.
One and then I quit.
Not for long, you haven't.
No. I'm sure I'll, you know, play all the way through very shortly. But yeah, I'm all for like hopping on with some other people and playing.
Wow, I never knew that he. That means you missed out. Okay, you know what you need to do, and I know you listen to the shows, but you need to go back and listen to the show where we had Ellen and John on.
Yeah.
I can't remember the number, but I've got it.
It was an October episode, I know that. It was right when Orange Box came out.
Of course, you should finish Portal first.
Yeah,
you
please.
Yes,
have to finish
for
Portal
the love
first.
Of God.
All right.
Not that that'll take much longer.
Yeah, you're on 16, what, how 15. Many were there, 19?
Yeah, there's just 19.
There's a dog.
Huh?
They went a dog.
Oh.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
I love that dog.
OMG.
Yeah.
OMG dog!
OMG a horse!
I tried to set that as my spray in TF2.
That would make me
I couldn't get anything to set as my spray, though, but I really wanted...
That would make me the happiest man alive.
What are you running on? What is... You're playing... Obviously, you're playing on that, right?
Yeah.
TF2? What are the stats on that thing?
It's a Core 2 Duo, 2 gigahertz, 2 gigs of RAM, and a GeForce Go 7700.
Okay.
Scott, are you worried about playing that or something?
Well, no, I was thinking about buying it, but I don't want to buy it if it's going to run kind of sloppy on my system, and I have no idea.
No. You played Dodd Source with us, right?
That's right, I have. I played Half-Life 2, and I played Episode 1, and I played Source.
Of course, mind you, I played Half-Life 2 and Portal on this thing before I put the second gig of RAM in, so... It doesn't take much machine to run that.
It doesn't take much, you're right, it doesn't really take much, so... But yeah, that was the one I was thinking about picking up, because I saw that there was an event Saturday night for Team Fortress, and I thought I'd do this, even though Saturday night I was here.
Yeah, all you guys got to get on TF2 with me.
So...
Yeah, I'm down. I went ahead and got it.
Is there voice chat there? Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, cool.
Of course, I got to get a new headset since my microphone's fucked. Yeah. I hadn't used it in 5 years, so who knew?
You got to get those new like USB headsets, man.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
Because they work. I mean, they work just like Xbox Live does. You know, and I know you were probably using one that would just integrate all of the sound together.
Yeah,
that's the days of old stuff.
Well, and I mean theoretically, you know, you should be able to set your various things to do different shit, particularly if you're running like a onboard sound and a sound card, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say headphones. I don't care if my sound comes through my headphones because I'm playing on a laptop, man. It's either laptop speakers or headphones for me.
Oh well, yeah, and good point.
I'm playing in the same room as Becky, so I kind of want to play on headphones so you know she can do something else like on the TV or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh no, I get it.
That's still pretty good because it treats it like a separate audio device. It's easier to set it aside for chat purposes. So I need to get one of those because I don't have a good headset anymore, because I plugged my earphones into my Mac like when I was playing WoW, and then just used my built-in mic on my MacBook.
What I've been doing in TF2 is using the built-in mic since it's push to talk. I just set it, you know, so I can hit the button and I speak loud enough that it picks it up pretty well. I think.
Yeah,
I wish I could play that. It won't run on my PC. None of the Source Engine stuff will run on my PC.
What?
That something's wrong with that.
Yeah, and I've gone through Steam support and everything, and they have no idea why.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Nobody knows.
Will it not execute?
It won't run. Yeah, it won't. Like, it won't. The program won't load. It's a fatal error every time.
That
sounds like a Windows problem.
That makes me stomach sick.
Yeah.
I think it's a hardware problem. I think actually, it's
really,
my video card. I think it's the cheap.
Ew.
So we'll see.
That's really
weird. When I upgrade that, we'll see if that fixes it. But yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
It is.
Because like I spent like $90 on Source stuff. It doesn't work.
You know, the other thing kind of tempting me away from picking up TF2 right now is like there's a shitload of games on Steam that I'm like, oh god, I want to play this. And then I'm thinking, it'll be so much better if I upgrade my PC. You know?
It will be so much better.
I
know, which is why, but it's like, don't get into this yet. Do it after you do the upgrade, you know, get that upgrade and make this beast run, and then, you know, get it the way you want it, and then, play the games. But it's tough, because I don't want to wait that long to play the games, but yet I can't really afford to do the upgrade, you know, as fast as I want to.
Which games are we talking about?
Well, Peggle.
Hey,
Peggle. I've beat Peggle, and I'm almost done with the challenges. So, you know, look, I love Peggle.
There were some of the Civ 4 expansions that were on there. There's like a ton of stuff on there that I was just like, oh wow, this is all at my fingertips. I can click and download, and I'm done. Company of Heroes is in there. There's a couple of others. I'd have to go back.
Ooh, yeah.
There's a lot, man.
Your box didn't want to play Company of Heroes.
No, it doesn't. I already know.
Don't make me get you on here.
So.
They didn't want to play Stalker either, which sucks.
Oh, that's
guys,
in there too. Yeah, that's in there too. All
yeah, that was
available.
That was actually a very good game.
I don't have to go to the store. I can just download the things. So, yeah.
There's a lot to say for not having to put pants on to be able to buy games.
Yeah. Not having to even just get up.
Yeah, like you don't have to. You can buy games while you're doing other stuff. It's great.
So yeah, that's
hey Jeremy, are you thinking about picking up Stalker?
I've thought about it. I don't know. Is there a demo that I can get first?
I don't think so.
No. But I don't know.
I was just wondering. I just, you know, it's kind of ironic because you were the one who was kind of, you know, you were telling me that it was going to be fucking good, and then I played it, and it was good, and you didn't play it. I'm like, ah!
Wow.
Every now and then.
Dude, we were telling you for the longest time Portal was awesome, but you didn't play it.
Oh, yeah. I guess this is my chance to get him back.
No, I'm just looking at my damn stats.
Oh, checking out the stats.
You become stat obsessed now, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, it's just not providing stats, you know, that would be great. Just enjoying like a breakdown of apparently what my play type creates for me.
It's interesting to see the comparison. I didn't realize how much I played specialist. I thought I played it every now and then and played support primarily, but. Guess not.
Scott, when are you going to be able to upgrade your system?
I hope to have it done before the end of the summer.
Then you should go ahead and play TF2.
I probably will. I think it'll run. I'm only on a gig of RAM.
It's not.
Dude, I've been on a gig of RAM for like an eternity.
Well, I kind of go. It goes back to the fact that I forget. See,
here's the thing with TF2, man. Because of its kind of campy, cartoony style, you're not going to get that big an improvement off upgrading your box for that particular game.
But I know it runs. I know it moves really fast.
Yeah, but
from what I've watched.
Yeah, but
turn all your shit down.
Well, see, I was about to say, that's the thing. I keep forgetting. See, when the Orange Box came out, I thought, oh, it's Orange Box new stuff. When it's really actually not.
No.
I forget that I played the same. I played Half-Life and Half-Life.
Half-Life 2
and Episode 1. I've played without problems.
There you go.
On my system, so I know that it can run. I keep forgetting that, though, because I'm thinking, oh, it's new, and I need better shit to run a new game. That's what it automatically equals in my head. It's a new game, you have to upgrade. You know, since you haven't done so in 5 years. So.
You'd be able to run it well.
Yeah.
Well, every Tuesday and Thursday night, Tuesdays, they have it open to puppies as well. Thursdays, they lock it down just for
drivers. I'm going to try and do it on Thursday.
Yeah. That's I think, a better time to do it when you're just playing with the EVAP guys.
I think I'll try and do it on Thursday. I'll have time. Unless, of course, Gamefly sends me bad company, and then they fuck.
Are you guys getting aliens, too, right?
Yeah. Whenever that happens.
Yeah. That wasn't on the list of games at E3, by the way, was it?
I don't remember it being.
I didn't see it there.
What's the publisher? Gearbox's developer. Who's the publisher?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
I want to say THQ, but I'm probably wrong.
That's a good guess. Yeah, I don't know. Of course we're getting it. That's a gimme. Even though it could turn out really, really badly.
Yeah, it's still pretty.
Well, it's still fucking aliens, man. That's what it is. Colonial Marine shooting bugs with some guys. I'm sorry. I didn't need much more than that. They could have sent a text file out for the announcement.
Yeah.
And I'd have been like, that's Cherry, man. I'm there. So.
What if they made it into a text-based game?
Fuck them.
What?
You shoot alien, what do? Shoot alien.
Game over, man. Game over.
Am I in the room?
Oh,
do
yeah.
I see the alien?
Cast magic missile, the alien.
Where the hell is Dennis tonight?
I'm right here.
He's playing.
I'm stuck in Tactics Advance, man. I'm here, but not really.
He's physically here. Mentally, he's...
I'm listening.
He's
that's about it.
A small grid with a bunch of sprites.
Which is good.
Yeah, look, they have nothing against small grids or sprites.
All I know is I'm trying to kill some damn undead. They ain't staying dead. And pissing me off.
Well, you know, holy water, man.
Holy water.
Or healing.
Holy water, Ben.
Revive their asses.
I've decided it's time to go.
Thank you.
We talk to you soon?
Yeah.
Give me around. I'll let you know when the rest of my shit comes in. I'll give you a call. We can talk about whether or not I'm pissed off about it at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right.
So, yeah, take it easy.
Yeah,
later, man.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.